When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Dope as Yola here. Hope you're having a dope ass day. Guys, this is the Dope as Usual podcast. We are here to talk about problems, life, accomplishments, drugs, and everything in between. This is episode, I believe, 15. Episode 15, guys. All right. Today marks the third month anniversary. We started on February 8th. It is now May 8th. So 3 months old today. Fuck yeah. Shout out to everyone on Patreon. Everyone on our Twitter, our Instagram, our YouTube, we just hit 77,000 subscribers, which is fucking awesome. So thank you guys so much for supporting. Everything's looking great. So thank you guys so much. So new episode, solo podcast. We're coming hot off fucking three guest podcasts in a row. If you guys didn't see it, my mom, a lot of people like, you're just mean to your mom. Like, hey, man, she was a lot meaner to me and it was fun. So I enjoyed it. She had fun. She wasn't pissed. So that was good. We had Eric Kahn come on. You guys loved it. Biggest episode yet. So shout out to you guys for watching, which is very fucking cool. And Fabian Alomar dropped last week. Funny motherfucker, man. So we've had three really good guests in a row. What's up? Now it's just our turn to hang out. This is another solo episode. Marty and I just talking shit. So since I haven't talked to you guys in a while, so let's catch up. What's been going on in our lives? Everything's fast as fuck. Everything's moving quick. That's it. That's really what's going on. Every day I wake up going, fuck, all right, let's knock these things out. It's good. It's the best time of my life. It's everything's circulating well. Everything's working out. Push Trees, the clothing company's doing fucking awesome. Our taxes are done. We're no longer fucking delinquents. We did all our taxes for all the years we fucked up. Everything's looking good. I'm an adult kind of now that I did my taxes, which is pretty fucking cool. I went to bed early once since I've seen you guys last. Things are turning up, all right? Things are going. I'm not watching YouTube. Never mind. I went to bed at 7 o'clock this morning. I was watching sport YouTube compilations, so I'll take that back. Anyway, guys, I'm trying to grow up, so I'm going to hop right into this real quick. I need to talk about some shit because it's been ruining my fucking life for months, and I know some of you guys noticed. So here we go. Let's talk about it. Health. Let's talk about health, right? So I am prone for some reason to getting sinus infections since I was about 18. When I lived at my grandma's on 6th Street, the one we brought up on the podcast many times, 1142 West 6th Street, boy, Merced, that's my grandma and grandpa's house. There's black mold in there my whole life. So I didn't know black mold, super deadly to people. It can cause really bad infections in your body. I didn't know. When we moved, I always had sinus infections, but I didn't really have allergies. I know it's a weird story, but I need to tell you guys the backstory first, right? Then I got a sinus infection really, really bad where I couldn't stand up. And then when I stood up, I'd get sick, start spinning, I'd start throwing up. It was very weird. It was the month me and Rosie started dating, and that's when I knew Rosie was down as fuck because she took care of me for like 2 weeks. I was throwing up. It was horrible, dude. But I haven't been sick. I haven't had a sinus infection like that since January. I mean, until January. So we started this podcast February 8th, right? Josh Wolf episode. Everything was fine. Next solo episode. Okay, I feel good. The day Ryan Sickler was here, guys, if you guys have been watching since the start, it's been 3 fucking months. If you guys have been watching for a couple months, do you remember the Ryan Sickler episode where I kept like, you could see a couple parts where I'm rubbing my eye and rubbing my head? Like I'm just touching my face. And you guys have seen it on Instagram. Because people ask, why are you fucking rubbing your head? Guys, I have had a stinging ass headache since February 9th. No, it's like February 15th. It's fucking May. I've had a fucking sinus infection for almost 3 months, solid, straight. And I've had I wear glasses now when I edit because I thought I was going blind. I think it's a sinus infection just fucking up my eye. So guys, I have something they think it's called chronic syntitis or something. It's whack, dude. I've had an inflamed head. I basically haven't been able to think. So I haven't been editing a lot. I haven't been on the computer. That's why I haven't been doing live streams, because looking at my phone, trying to read the comments, I start feeling sick. I start feeling like I'm going to throw up, and then I get in like a bad mood. Why the fuck would I want to be in a bad mood talking to my fans and shit? So that's why I haven't been doing a lot of videos. The podcast is the only thing I can do. I'm just sitting here. I'm talking. I don't have to like actively make a video. I just been feeling sick, guys. Like, all right. So basically at the end of February, I got a round of antibiotics. It didn't do shit. A week or two later, 10 days later, I went and got a steroid. I had to get a steroid. Didn't do shit. I waited another month because I thought it was going to go away. No, guys. So it still didn't go away. I'm on my day 4 of my really, really, really strong antibiotics now. My head's feeling a lot better. As you can tell, I feel like I look different. I'm looking at these videos and I can see like how much my fucking head hurts. Every podcast we've done, I'm going to be honest. During the Ryan Sickler one, I almost passed out. There was a time I almost fucking fainted. I thought I was going to faint because my head was hurting so bad. I dealt with it. So I've been dealing with it for months. So Marty's been asking, how's your head feel like?
It's been sad to fucking watch.
Like shit.
Every time we FaceTime, you're just like.
Every time I'm holding my fucking head, it's throbbing out my eye and my eyebrow. Like right now, it hurts. It hurts right now, but it didn't hurt all day today. So that's what I've been dealing with. I know it sounds all sad and shit.
At least you got the shit taken care of. It's actually a good thing that you're saying because
yeah,
you
that's went true.
And did what you needed to do, got it handled, and it's feeling better, right?
It's feeling a lot better. I got a voluntary shot, and I hate needles. We haven't talked about that too. My mom brought it up on the podcast where I've escaped many doctor's office rooms just screaming, running. But yeah, I got a shot. I'm feeling a little bit better. Things are working out, all right? So I just wanted to talk about that because it's really been weighing on me every day. Every time we're here, after we're done, I'm like, yo, my head is fucking throbbing. It's not fun. So I'm happy as hell to be okay. I'm feeling a lot better. So guys, let's get into this podcast. I know everyone on the fucking road's like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? I'm talking about my health, all right? I'm talking about how fucked it up it is and how I don't take care of it. So sinus infection, as I light a joint. Sinus infection, all right? Please be careful, all right? I don't even know how I got this shit. I have no idea, but we're okay now. Damn.
Didn't you say you had raging sinus infections as a kid or some shit?
When I was like 18, 19, yeah. Really, really bad ones, but dude, this one's been long. It's been 3 months. That's 3 months, everyday headache all day. Yo, I've been feeling like I want to die. It sucks. You know. Yeah. I talk to you every fucking day.
That's how the standard cold usually goes for me. I'm good for one a year. I go down for a fucking month.
Bro, it's bad. It's bad. I went to the doctor this last time. I didn't even say it. I went to the doctor. He put this stethoscope, whatever the fuck it's called. I'm not a doctor. He puts it in my ear for 0.5 seconds. He puts it in my ear and goes, whoa. Backs up. He looks at me and goes, does your ear hurt? I go, no. Because your ear is infected. That's how he said it, is infected. He said it like, you're dying. Are you okay? I looked at him like, I'm okay. It's so red and infected. I'm going to put you on this, this, and this. And I said, is that why my head hurts? He goes, probably.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. You're a doctor. Why don't you tell me why my head hurts? What am I guessing? And we're both, probably.
Uh-huh.
That's what the
I had
one
a doctor
thing.
Do that. He's like, you know your nose is fucking, you got the deviated septum going, right? That's why you got the nose whistle. Nah, bitch. I'm coming to you about the nose whistle. I don't know why I got the nose whistle.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
I bet you never went deaf over having your ear get clogged with earwax, though.
You did?
Yeah, right when I moved here. It was fucking horrible. I almost went insane.
Why? Why? Why'd you have some
earwax? Just slowly, I don't know. I fucking, because I used up? Q-tips, I guess. That's what they said.
And you're on the East Coast your whole life. Have you ever done an ear candle?
Well, I did when I started fucking going deaf. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. But what was more disgusting was going to the ER and having them plunge water out of my, like, into my ear, and it like shot out this giant rock of wax.
No.
And my hearing came back into focus. It was the most amazing feeling I've ever felt.
Marty, ow.
It was amazing. But like having that go on makes you want to rip your ear off. And I let it let shit linger for months.
I never even talked about this. I couldn't hear as a kid. Did I ever tell you that? No. I have immaculate hearing now. It's weird. Rosie, like, you hear it? I'm like, I fucking hear it from a mile away. I have crazy good hearing, but I couldn't hear as a kid. I had tubes in my ears. You ever know that is?
Yeah, Cam had that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I had tubes in my ears. That's why I can do this. For everybody at home, you can't see it, but that's why I can do this. Everybody watching on the podcast can see. Watch.
Oh, God.
Watch. I can pop my ear. Guys, that's my ear, not my tongue. Watch.
Oh, what the?
So my party trick started in fourth grade, fifth grade. You guys ready for this? For everyone at home driving that didn't see that, I popped my ear. I found out how to do that because I got tubes in my ears because I couldn't hear shit. I got tubes in my ears and they itch because I had open cuts, you know, surgery. So I'm sitting there scratching my ear in class like, oh my God, it hurts. And I did my pinky and I like, you know what I mean? I just tried to alleviate some of the pressure and it went, and I looked around like, what the fuck was that? It scared the shit. Come on, imagine that happened to me the first time.
That's
like,
crazy. The fuck? I remember my dad taught me to do that with your cheek.
Yeah, no, I had to do it in my ear.
Your ear?
I used to do it in class.
I realized I was a freak, same way with the double jointed thumbs. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
People started fucking freaking out like I was like a Quasimodo when I started realizing
a little kid though, and they were like, wow.
Yeah, even now though, that freaks people out.
Yeah, dude, I can do this thing with smoke. Have I showed you the smoke thing?
I'm sure.
No, I haven't.
I don't know what you're referring to.
All right, you guys, for everyone, what are we getting into? What this podcast turned into? Real quick, this is for YouTube entertainment because everyone on the radio, you can't see this, but I'm about to produce smoke out of my body without smoking. Are you ready, Marty? I know you're going
to
trip.
You're
going to trip balls. Everybody on YouTube, get fucking ready for this, all right? I've been doing this in sixth grade. My cousin Adrian showed me how to do it because his brother Billy showed him. I asked my science teacher, Miss Bentley, what it means, and she looked at me and just went, I don't know what that is. You guys ready? Before I ever smoked, ever, I can do this. So it's not like I'm burping smoke up. Watch.
Fucker.
Did you see it, Marty?
Yeah, I saw
it. Did you see it?
Yeah. How would you have started to do that before you started?
Because my cousin Adrian did it. And I go, what did you just do? How did you just make smoke come out of your mouth? Because at the time, bubblegum cigarettes were the coolest thing in the world because you could pretend you're smoking. Everyone I knew smoked, all of parents. So it's like, that's cool. How did you do it?
That was some David Blaine shit.
I had to give him $2 for him to show me how to do it. And $2 in the sixth grade or seventh grade. That was detrimental.
It's a good investment, though. Look at us.
Oh, yeah. So if you out there, I know a lot of you in the comments are going to go, I can do that. Bro, aren't you like a god as a kid? Oh, you can make smoke? We used to do it in class. Dude, just to fuck with people. And they go, what the fuck? And you can't say anything while you're in class. And the teacher's going to go, what the fuck are you doing? Thomas is smoking. What are you talking about? Yo, it's. I used to get it to where it would like ghost cloud. Somebody figure it out. Leave it in the comments. How the fuck did I do that? Is it steam pressure?
Are you asking me or are you fucking with me?
I'm asking you, what is it?
I don't know what the fuck I just watched. I assumed it was weed smoke, but you're saying you're doing this shit.
No, I did this before I ever smoked. I could show you right now.
I would believe that you just have like clouds of weed billowing underneath the surface right now.
Like if I bled and it got on you, you're gonna get high.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
No big shocker there, but
dude, isn't that preposterous? How the fuck did we get onto this? Oh, my ear thing.
Listen, we're gonna put the answer out on Patreon.
I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works, but how the fuck did we get onto this topic? I don't know. But here we go. Health. That's how it was. I got tubes in my ears, and I started itch scratching them. That's how I got onto it. So, guys, I've been doing that since I was a child. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's pretty damn cool. And the ear thing is awesome too. But maybe that's why I get sinus infections. I'm over here popping air into my ear canal and shit.
Well, you're allergic to weed, so you probably had.
I'm mad allergic to weed. If you guys didn't notice during the Aircon episode, did you notice it? My eyebrow right here.
No, I did not.
During the Aircon episode, about an hour in, right here, if you look, I get a huge welt on my eye because I touched weed and then I touched my face. I'm allergic to weed. For someone that just smokes weed all day, when I touch weed and it gets in my pores, like if it gets in my pores, not just my hands, if it gets in my pores, I get a little hive. Like I got stung by a bee. It goes away after about 20 minutes, but you're going to be able to see it on the Aircon episode. It starts to form. It's in the thumbnail, Marty. The thumbnail that we made, I have a fucking thing growing on my head, and then it goes away by the end of the podcast. So Yeah, guys, I saw it. I'm shocked nobody else saw it, honestly. Now everybody's going to go back, I see it. I can't not see it. I already know.
You almost had a goddamn asthma attack before the million subscriber video.
Oh, that was bad. That was bad.
I didn't know. I thought you were joking. Like, you're allergic to weed?
I fucking rolled. For everyone that doesn't know, on my main channel, Dope as Yola, I do a lot of weed content. And I rolled a quarter pound joint. So I got a quarter pound worth of weed from the club. Put it all on the table, grind it all up, rolled a fucking joint as big as your arm. So I broke out in hives because I was touching all the weed, different trichomes, touching. My face broke out. I was all red and blotchy. It's just what happens to me, man. Just the past like 4 years.
And it's not like you're under a bunch of lights on 4K cameras either while this is going on.
There you go. That's probably not helping. It's probably not helping. This weed is delicious. This GMO. I'm not smoking OG. So GMO is fire. So here we go.
Are you still a man without weed? Are you still scavenging and getting what you can, or are you back to your normal?
Are you still a man without weed? You guys, I know Marty said that. You're like, Marty, what are you? You don't know what you're talking about. Marty's right. I have been weedless for about 2.5-3 months. And I don't mean weedless like I'm not smoking weed. I haven't had more than a quarter pound to a pound in over 3 months. I've been buying weed from the damn... I've been buying weed from the shop. I've been buying weed from the shop, guys, because I've been finding this one strain and this one company that sells it, and it's fucking fire ass clean OG. I have been a regular kid. I haven't bought weed like that.
You're not a regular kid when you go into the dispensary and your fucking podcast and your videos are playing on the walls and shit.
That was actually pretty cool. that was pretty fucking cool. I walked in and it was already on the wall. But I'm saying, like, I usually buy a pound of weed. That's what I do. I buy a pound of weed and I fucking smoke it until it's gone. I buy a half pound. It depends. I haven't found any weed worth buying. So I've been buying 8 jars, but like a lot at a time. But still, I've been spending so much money, dude. And I've been using at a legal shop. So it's all on my bank account statement. So I don't even want to look at how much fucking money I have spent on weed in 3 months. Everybody buying weed in shops, you're brave. I was smoking 1/8 up on the way home, though. So it's more like, is it worth it? But I need weed. And this weed is delicious. I should have bought all of it from him.
I like that you're relating to us regular folk with this shit now. You got
to
feel
it. It's weird to me, dude. I remember the last time I bought a sack and lost out on money. Every time I smoke weed, I gain money back because I'm selling weed. Yeah. So no matter what, you know what I mean?
Even when I lose, I win.
Yeah, I watched Training Day last night. Exactly. I watched Training Day at 1:30 in the morning last night, and then I watched Total Recall. Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you motherfucker. I ran out of weed. If you guys follow my story times closely, when John disappeared, I ran out of weed. You guys know that. And then I met Stinky Ass Dan. I went to a house party and I had to buy 1/8 of weed. And I remember buying 1/8 of weed for $50 and going, I could have made $300 right now and smoked this 8 for free. And I remember how fucking infuriated I was. So mad. And that's the last time I ever let myself do that until I stopped selling weed again in like 2014, 2013. I stopped selling weed and I just been buying pounds. So when I buy pounds, it just works out for me. I get a way fucking better deal. And that's how I smoke so freely. That's why I smoke so much, because it's mad cheap to me. So, Marty, how the fuck do we get on this topic? Sorry, guys. For everyone out there, I feel like I'm all dead and shit. What time is it? It's 10:30 at night.
I mean, yeah, you probably should say that you're doing a goddamn movie marathon last night and got like 3 hours of sleep.
Oh, yeah. I went to bed at 7 in the morning. I could not sleep last night.
What time do you usually go to sleep?
Bro, there's never been a time. There's never been a schedule in my whole life. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You stay up late as fuck, though.
I don't do that shit on purpose. It sucks, dude. I'll be laying in bed. It was 7 in the morning. I went to lay down. It took me 40 minutes to lay down and to sleep still. Mm-hmm. I was just sitting there just... You guys know those movies when like dudes lose their memory and then they're getting it back and everything's coming back? You know what I mean? Like they get flashed and you hear that... That's my brain when I try to sleep. I see pictures of things that I've done or seen or movies, and I can play full movies in my head, and it's the most annoying shit in the world. I hate it, but it's so fun sometimes. When I was a kid, it was definitely fun reciting the whole movie and watching it in your head, because I wanted to see if I could do it. That's why I was insomniac. I'd just be up all night. But yeah, there's no set schedule, Marty. I'm not like you. I wish I was, man.
I wasn't always like that. I had to force myself.
I wish I was, dude. I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't know. I wish I could, though.
It's the getting into a routine with it is the best thing I've ever done.
I need to do it, dude.
Because I don't even notice sleep. I don't know what day it is. It's the same every day. I just know I'm being... Because I used to like always be tired on some level, and it used to make me a dick. But now
tired.
My body's just on normal. I wake up and I'm just awake.
Really? Yeah, I'm... There's a reason I think I fall asleep or I get really tired when I drive. And I get really tired. I fall asleep when I get haircuts because I can't touch my phone. I can't answer emails. I can't do business and I can't talk. I can't do anything. So I'm driving like that middle of the day, middle of the fucking day. I have a homie named One. He has 10 kids, right? They're all homeschooled. They all play an instrument. They all do sports and they are homeschooled by his wife.
Bless his soul.
He's the man, right? He falls asleep everywhere. You know why, Marty? You want to hear my friend One. I'm going to tell you his schedule. Why. You ready? He stays up for 48 hours and then sleeps for about 3 hours, 4 hours. Stays up 48 hours, sleeps for about 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
That's his life. And he microdoses every morning, mushrooms and acid.
That's goals.
Every morning. Whether or not he was awake before the night or not. So no matter what, when morning comes, he's re-upping on his shit because he's like very into that stuff. But... he's microdosed, so he's not getting fucked up, but every time, Rosie can vouch, every time he comes to my house in LA and I know he sits on the couch, he's asleep. No matter what, there's 30 people in the house, the second he sits on the couch, he's done. Because he's so fucking busy. He's he works through the night.
Though.
Through the night, dude. Through the night.
That's the best part, because like there is no laying there and hoping you fall asleep. As soon as you lay down, you're asleep. And then like now, then after you do it a while, then you start waking up like a few minutes before the alarm.
Yeah, thing is with me is I always have something to do. There's so much to do.
It was the biggest thing in my life was to take control of that. And because my clients ran my life for so long that I had to like, all right, I don't work all-nighters anymore. That was a huge statement. And I mean, I do when I have to, but it's not on the regular anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I totally understand what you're saying. But... sometimes that's the way it's the way it is, dude. I fucking have to. I don't have to. It's just no one else can do it for me. Mm-hmm. That's why. I feel like we're over here on heroin. I feel like this is a heroin podcast and everyone's just talking real slow and we're just kind of chilling. No, what the fuck? Let's wake up. All right, here we go. Let's go. Wake up. No more sleepy.
You're slamming heroin on the mom episode.
I was. My mom doesn't know what kind of person I am. I told her that. I feel like you don't know who I am. I don't think she does. Cause it's like, mom, if you don't see that and go, yo, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Then you don't have a sense of humor. Cause if I saw somebody do that, I go, what the fuck are
just
you doing?
Just mid-sentence while she's talking.
Yo, I don't ever told you this. All right. I'm going to tell everybody right now. I do this thing. All right. I do this thing. I'm mad proud of it. It's fucking funny. So I've done it to a lot of my friends. I've almost made a few homies puke over it. Sometimes when people talk too fucking much and they're talking about nothing and it's repetitive and redundant and I don't want to hear it anymore, it's hard for me to go, yo, can we stop talking about this? I feel rude. Even though they're rude for talking about nothing and making me stay there. That's rude. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's a thing I do. There's a thing I do. How do you get someone to stop talking about something, change the subject, and you not be the dick about it? They're just like, what the fuck? And they forget about it. How do you do it? That was my thing, Marty. How am I going to do it?
I love that. Because, man.
What would you say right now?
Ear beating is offensive.
It's a fucking offensive, bro. Sometimes when you're talking about fucking nothing, I'm like.
First of all, I hate small talk on all levels.
I hate it.
But beyond small talk, there's getting into ear-beating territory where now it's offensive.
Yes. So what would you do right now? If I was doing that to you and you didn't want me to be mad at you by you going, Thomas, can you shut the fuck up? Yo, can we change the subject? If you didn't want me to get offended, you needed it to stop immediately and change the subject without you saying a word. How do you do it? Everybody at home, participate.
I pull out my air pookie and start fucking.
Exactly. You do something that makes them go, what the fuck? So you guys want to know my thing?
Start poking your eyeball or something?
No. You ready, Marty? I do this to a lot of my friends when they keep talking about nothing, or I just do it just to do it just because they know, like, hey, Flo, I wasn't even talking that much. Why are you doing that shit to me? It's just a thing I do. So I'll stare at somebody's eyes. Are you ready, Marty? I've never done it to you because you don't do this to me.
Your mom was telling a real story.
All right. My mom was telling a real story. Here we go. This is what I do to people. I'll stare at them and just do this. And spit in my hand.
Oh, God.
One disgusting. Oh, no. I fake it. I go. And I like fake rub it on their face or my own face. But to certain friends, I'll do it for real. And I do it because I do this. I spit in my hand, I stare at their face, and they go, what the fuck? And I go, yo, you gotta shut the fuck up. And they go, what are you doing? Why'd you spit? Just tell me to shut up. I'm like, no. That's funnier to me. And like, yo, you're disgusting. I know, but now look, we're on a different subject.
Yeah. The little dude in my head is fucking dying right now. Yeah, that's what counts.
The thing in me is like, yo, that was hilarious. Because it's funny. I did it to Charlie, the guy that helps me film Dope Zola videos. I did it to him while he was talking, while we were filming, and I have it on tape where I went, and he just stops. Ah, you can hear him. What the fuck? And he loved. He's like, I'm going to start doing that to people. I go, right? Sometimes people need to shut the fuck up. Uh-huh. And if they don't think it's funny, they think you're weird. Yeah. And they're not going to keep talking to you.
And that's a win.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Fuck off. Yeah. Yes, I love it, dude. But I can only do it to like people I know. I don't want to do it to a stranger. That's mean.
Yeah,
that's mean. Yeah. I wouldn't do it to a stranger. But sometimes, one time, all right, this is gonna get a lot of fans thinking, was it me? It wasn't you. One time, there was one guy at an event that talked to me for so long, Marty, while I was running my booth.
I can imagine.
Which is cool. Like I've had people talk to me for a long time. It's great. But he started getting redundant and repetitive. And this motherfucker talked to me. I looked at my phone. It was almost 30 minutes. Almost 30 minutes. And I'm standing there like, oh, really? Trying not to get mad. And for some reason in my head, I went, knock this motherfucker out. Why did my brain do that? Uh-huh. It's so he would stop talking.
Yeah.
That's it's
logical.
That's it. My brain went, or you could just be like, yo, I'm busy. Uh-huh. Yo,
what if I killed this motherfucker?
Right, I was thinking like, you're wasting my time so hard. You're now rude. You see all these people waiting to try to talk to me.
That's even
there
worse.
Was a line of people like, yo, can you get a picture? I'm like, yeah, one sec. I felt weird. I felt rude. Like, yo, can we stop your conversation right now? Because, yeah. You know, I'll be taking.
There's
fucking,
common decency. Yeah, of
that's what it
your
was.
Your time and the people behind you.
And I'm like, dude, I'll talk to you. I'll keep talking to you. But you're now. Talking to the cashier while there's a line behind you. Man. That's exactly what you're doing. Like, you're rude. You're fucking rude. But the guy did it to me once, and I remember I told Rosie, like, I almost punched him. I felt so, like, played that I wanted to punch him. Yeah. What an illogical thought.
A half hour is a long time for a fucking ear beating.
And I'm running the booth.
Yeah.
That means Rosie's taking all the orders by herself.
It's crazy.
If I'm talking, I was pissed. How the fuck do we get? Oh, the spit
thing. Get ready for these comedy shows, because
that's fun. No, that's different. I mean, I'm not sitting there selling shirts,
exactly.
Having to pack bowls for people.
You can arrange pictures so people can take pictures,
and I'm filming, Marty. Just film myself. Remember that.
Oh,
so remember doing all of these things and going, fuck. Okay, the 20s are in this side of my pocket. The 10s are in this side of my pocket. Okay, all right, cool. Then I got to go do my rounds and take pictures and do my shit and record. So me and Rosie would switch off at the events for about 45 minutes, and I'd come back. I can't leave her there though.
This didn't happen to be the same event where you were falling all over the fucking bags and fell on top of the woman,
nope.
Right?
No. I don't think we talked about it on this podcast, man. I did some thing once. I got too fucked up. I got too fucked up once. I'm not going to even talk about it again. We'll talk about another solo podcast. It's too long. I can't even get into it. If you want to do it, it's called Edibles Gone Wrong, and it's on Dope Zola channel on YouTube. Go watch it. I ruined the woman's life.
You told me the story organically, and I'm like, is this a story time?
That's right. And I went, I haven't done a story time on this, have I?
So ridiculous.
Remember? We were talking about it. I brought the story up to you and go, I should do a story time on that. There's a lot of those that I start talking and go, I haven't told this story, I don't think. Dude, a lot of things have happened to me, and people go, how are so many things happened to you? I think you're lying. It's just the way you tell the story, man. Yo, I fucking fell and ate shit today and scraped my knee. Yo, so this is what happened. This morning I woke up and I was real fucking tired, right? And I had this fucking song stuck in my head. I'm trying to get you to where I was. And I was fucking walking by this dude and he stunk like shit. You know, piss, but like in a bar. You know what I mean? Like, you have to describe it. Like that scene in Reservoir Dogs. Nah, man, you go in. What kind of soap was it? Was that powdery shit in high school? Was that liquid stuff? You know what I mean? When he's trying to tell Tim Roth how to tell the story to gangsters. Like, you just got to tell the story, man. What were you doing while it happened? Can I get you inside my head while you listen to me? And if you can, then I win. And I'm happy with that. I just want people to feel like they're there.
That's why people like music. That's why people like comedy.
That's why Mac Dre is one of my favorite rappers. Everything is descriptive and I can see everything he's saying. I fucking love him.
Yeah. If you can paint a picture with your words, you can paint that's what
picture
people
with your words.
I heard somebody say, like, people are, it's in our like biology to like storytelling. That's one of the oldest things people do.
It's the oldest thing of all time, I think. Yeah. It says water.
Fight.
And fight. Tell stories. Water.
Fuck.
Cat. Taxes. And taxes in some way, shape, or form. Okay.
People been getting taxed since the dawn of fuck.
Dude, fuck. You know what's crazy, guys? I was thinking, you know, gangs tax people and shit or certain neighborhoods. And I thought, the government taxes me 53%. That's like that's like me buying a pound. I sell it and go, yo, you know, the apartment complex guy, like, yeah, he needs half your money. I'm like, fuck you. All right. Well, you're going to go to jail. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the government did and went, what you can do about it? Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what they did. Have a good day, man. 52%. You're good.
But at least when things go wrong, like a pandemic, they have a plan.
Well, not even
for
that.
It.
You got to remember, I'm driving on a road. Who paid for it? We got to. If not, I'm driving on dirt roads. So that's why I'm like, taxes. Cool. I'll pay them. Another thing is I'm happy to pay my taxes now because that means I'm doing legal things and I'm not going to go to jail and I'm not going to look over my fucking shoulder. I love it. It's the best thing ever. My bank account is clean.
I hit an 800 this week on my credit score.
I saw
I was fucking tripping out.
804. Don't be saying 800. Yeah. 804. I saw it. It was 804.
It'll take you a week to ruin that shit and 15 years to build it back up.
That's a true statement. Just like a kid.
That shit is evil.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. So back onto this. I don't remember what the fuck we're talking about. And I don't know what it is, but I feel like I need to make these people that are driving right now wake the fuck up. So wake the fuck up. All right, here we go. I know I've been talking kind of slow and shit. That's because I am on 3 hours of sleep and it's 11 o'clock at night and I'm tired, but I'm fucking here and I'm awake and I'm smoking this GMO. It's delicious. Here we go. Let's start talking podcast. Boom. One of my other notes that I'm pretending not to look at. Podcast. All right.
One of my other two bullet points.
Right? I know. I didn't even do that many bullet points. Yo, wasn't there... We did a bullet point for a guest one time and it said drugs, talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was for a solo podcast. Yeah, yeah. I'm writing it like I'm talking to myself. That's
and
why
it was like, wrap it up. The ending, close podcast.
Wrap it up. Come on, fool. That's from Wrap It Up, B. Wrap It Up, B. That's from Chappelle's Show.
Uh-huh.
When they put the box down. Wrap it up. That's why half the things I say, I think, are just from references, man. Like, a lot of things that I say are just references.
New Chappelle podcast, son. See,
this is when you're telling me about? Okay. Yeah. Dave Chappelle's got a podcast. The Midnight Miracle. Talib Kweli.
Yeah.
Yo, all three of these fool?
Mos Def, Dave Chappelle, Talib Kweli. You know Yasin Bey is Mos Def.
Yeah. I see him right there. No, I'm just trying to read the thing. Are you fucking serious?
That's crazy.
The one thing I really loved about the Chappelle Show is he brought out artists.
Kweli and all that.
He brought them out at the end.
Remember when Kanye came out and Common and all them?
What was it? My hood, my heart, my... That's the song, right? Yeah, the fucking Kanye one. I think it was with Mos Def. That's on the fucking College Dropout album, right? Mm-hmm. That's the first album, one of the first albums I ever had burned. It's where I almost died in Tahoe.
Mm.
I was listening to Kanye West and Jadakiss and 8-Ball.
I respect, man. Jadakiss, one of my favorite all-time rappers. I respect you said that.
Yeah, dude, my friend Anthony Avila, he burned them for me. He burned three CDs for me, and then we drove to Tahoe, and then my grandpa Tom almost O'Doyled everybody. We were in a van and almost went off a cliff.
Bro. I just showed my kids that scene from Tommy Boy. Ew, ew. here comes the meat wagon.
Wait, what? We're
not from Tommy Boy, from Black Sheep.
Yeah, from Black Sheep. Yeah, okay, yeah, from Black. Yeah. I'm like, Tommy Boy, where I'm searching all of it in my head. Like, no, 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 no. That ain't in it.
Yeah. So fucking funny.
Black Sheep's great. Yeah. Hello, Washington is something I scream a lot when I jump into pools. I just fucking love it. All time. Ready? Wake the fuck up. The best fall scene of any movie of all time is Black Sheep. Chris Farley falls down that damn hill, and I need to know, did he do that himself?
No.
Are you sure? Because no, it fucking looked like it.
I doubt it.
It straight up looked like Chris Farley. Hang on, small branch. Is Nody home? And he fucking goes again. Yo, he...
The scene where the bat came into the cabin and he's like, it's Ozzy Osbourne.
It's in my head. Yo, Davis Bay, man. I love his ass so much.
So hold
much.
On. They made Tommy Boy and they were just like, this is so amazing. We got to run this back and
run it
after.
Again. It was the Kevin Hart and fucking Rock thing to go. Uh-huh. This is golden. More like Black Sheep. Except these ones are like, you know, comedy classics. I haven't seen all the Rock and Kevin Hart movies. But The Rock's the man. Come on, how are you going to not fuck with The Rock? He's like the Barack Obama of actors. He's just got a genuine, like, you hate him? Nope, nobody hates him. Everybody loves him. There we go. That's pretty much what he's doing. And, you know, Kevin Hart, he's just funny. I always think of Kevin Hart from fucking 40-Year-Old Virgin. I'm going to come back in here. Clap, yo. He's hella little. Yo, that scene is so sick. I think he has a green shirt on. I think it's a soccer shirt. But he's a green shirt on, I remember. I don't know why I said that. I'm just trying to process it in my head. Oh, yeah. Dave Chappelle. Damn, see, these tangents and rants are terrible. Here we go. So, the podcast. I have my note over there, but the note's gone. So, I wasn't sure what to do. Here we go. The podcast, guys. Marty and I are super stoked to say... Like we, I don't know if you heard in the fucking Manscaped ad last week, but we were on a trial run with Manscaped. Everything did great. So thank you guys for doing the code, clicking the links. Thank you so much because they just booked us through the whole end of the year. Fucking awesome. We got a whole end of the year. Marty, should I talk about other things we have in the works or not? Because by the time this comes out, they're either going to be yes or no. What do you think? What do you think?
I think it's important to let the fans know that there's a lot of fucking shit cooking right now. And 13 episodes in, I've worked on some of the biggest podcasts out there, and none of them 13 episodes in had the shit that we have cooking right now in terms of being able to sustain this and keep it going through ad partners and stuff like that, brand deals. But yeah, it's amazing. It's really, we're just super grateful, and it's like it had to go like that, and we're just super happy that it did, and it feels amazing.
Yes. Marty gave you the nice guy thing. Yo, motherfucker, tell him what's going on. We're working on some shit right now. We got Manscaped locked in for us, guys. And we talked to you about Stereo. The guy coordinating everything passed away. So we're just waiting on that. We're not going to rush him. Stereo's the part. So you guys know that. Just so we're not just like, well, yeah, we're taking an ad here and there. Give us money. That's not what we're doing. The guy fucking died. So please be nice about it and don't rush anything. Like, yo, where the fuck is it at? Just chill, okay? But Manscaped to the end of the year. Marty, take it away. Take it away. And you know who I'm talking about? Save him. Save him for last. Let him know what we've been doing. Let him know what we've been doing this next coming week.
I don't know how much I really want to put out there.
All right, see? That's why I wanted to just let it go to you.
I don't know. Let's just say that I've been in this industry for a long time now. And I mean, we're just working every connection we have. We have the statistics within our first dozen episodes to go after big ass corporations right now, because our numbers right now, because of the fans, are that of a big time established podcast. But because it's new, that we're in this window of it being new right now, where it's like these companies want to probably get on board because they see what the potential is and what it could be. And we're super confident in that. So it's like we're only entertaining deals that are authentic to Thomas and to the show. Mm-hmm. People that, you know, we've turned down deals. We turned down a deal yesterday.
All the time.
Yeah. So
all the fucking time.
You know, we're,
I mean, they would have paid us.
Yeah. We're in this thing for the long run, but we've been a part of this before. So we know what we need to do to sustain it. But the fact that it's all coming together quickly, we'll see. You know, right now we got Manscaped locked in, but We'll see. We'll see what happens.
So Marty went all the way around that again and still didn't say any of the things that we're talking about. I know we shouldn't talk about them too much.
I don't want to say. I don't want to say shit until they're actually locked in. And
see, that's why I let it go to you. Like, yeah, I never really talk about things before they're there. But let's just say it, guys. It's fucking crazy and badass and awesome. And if so, we'll finally get paid. And I know people are like, "Wait, you're just doing it for money? Suck my dick." We put up all the money for everything. It's expensive. Rent's not cheap for a warehouse. All right. It costs money. So yes, guys, Marty and I, thank you. Thank you. Cause you guys crush it on these fucking ads. The stuff the ads we take, you guys really go do the clicks. You guys are really buying the shit using our code. It's fuck. Yeah. Thank you. And shout out to you, YouTube. Thank you for letting us fucking advertise in our videos. I know one of you motherfuckers out there is watching it from YouTube. Thank you, guys. And we want to say thanks. Stop, you know, like demonetizing our videos. That'd be sick. But we still appreciate you guys letting us be here. And we're going to get that 100,000 plaques soon.
Real soon.
Real fucking soon. So thank you, guys. I just want
to. Yes. This is how we parlay this. The next move is 2 episodes a week.
Yep.
And then pay-per-view episodes and then live episodes.
Yes, guys. We're trying to do some live shows. The world's opening back up. So live show. The live podcast. Oh, fuck yeah. That sounds bomb. We can legally take mushrooms if we want on stage and just get fucking shit-faced. Could you imagine that? Uh-huh. Oh, fuck.
We'll see, man. That's the trajectory, though, and we do it through views and fan support. It's the only way.
Yeah, that's the only way this works, guys. They look at the numbers and go, holy shit, you guys are doing great. Like, the fans. That's the fucking 9 solid years
of
loyal
pitch,
fans.
Our only pitch is our fan support.
Yep. That's how we do everything. Like, our fans are on it. Our fans are there.
We're authentic. Active. It's real. That's it.
Yep. Yeah. We're not creeps. We're going to over-deliver every fucking time because that's what we do. So, yeah. That's what's going on right now with the podcast. I have the note there, so I just wanted to leave it there. On to the next thing. Let's just keep this moving. What time are we at right now?
About 43.
Oh, okay, cool. Another update, guys. We're trying not to do 3 to 4 hour podcasts anymore because it takes Marty too long to edit, and the import, export, upload time was 32 hours total to upload the 4 hour episode.
Excessive.
It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So we're trying to cut them back. But like I said, we're trying to make it to 2 times a week. But for now, we're trying to keep them under 2 hours. Hour and a half, 2 hours. We're not trying to do 3, even though I'll fucking do 10 hours. We'll sit here all day. But we can't do that to ourselves. All right. It's becoming a problem. It doesn't, the files, the storage, it doesn't work. So we're trying to keep it lower. That's why I want to start talking about the more of my bullet points and not just dragging my
and to have them premiere at a more consistent time too.
Yeah, 2 o'clock every Monday instead of like uploading still uploading probably about 8 o'clock tonight. Like that shit sucks, man. It makes us look. It's not that it makes us look stupid. I just feel like I'm not organized enough. Like why? It's because it's just uploading so long. They're 4K cameras. What are the podcasts you know do 4K cameras switching, not doing live switching, cutting in shit, doing intros, outros, you know, the
ad I've seen reads. A lot of other podcasts out there very inspired, though, since we dropped.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Step it up. That's fucking awesome. And we're not saying, like, we're better than you. That's never.
We subtly wanted to come in and show people through our actions that we're taking the look of
it. Taking it serious. Yeah. Yeah, we're taking it serious, man. Cinematic is what we do. If you're a fan before, you know. Our videos are fucking commercials. Our Apple commercials. They look fucking awesome because we take our time. We're going to do a thing. Remember that episode of the South Park? Was it 6 days to air? I think it's called. They show you from when they get the concept of the show until it airs on Comedy Central. We want to do that to show you how much time that to go. Truly, it's like how it's made. Podcast episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's 6 days of work. Mm-hmm. That's 6 days of work, man. It's crazy, but it's true.
But we're building the Drastic Graphics team out to support it as the podcast grows, which is going to just let me focus more.
Yeah. So that's where we're at, guys. But like I said, for time purposes and just for your attention spans, I feel like, what's the next bullet point? That's how I feel right now. But I'm needing to wake the fuck up. Here we go. Marty is going on a trip next month, guys. So we're going to be filming more episodes to backlog them, have them edited. Marty's going on his trip, 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
10-year married anniversary or?
10-year marriage anniversary, yeah.
Real quick, before we get on to anything, can you please, 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 please tell everyone how you proposed to your wife? And no, it's awesome. Can you tell them what Seinfeld bullshit happened to you? Yo, guys, I can't wait. Ready, Jasper.
It wasn't.
It's a clip. Ready? Here's a clip. Go.
It wasn't that. I mean, okay, it was very Seinfeld-esque. In
yes,
that,
it was.
It was. Because, all right, now that I really think about it, it
Everything
was.
Everything about it.
All right, first of all, April's aunt had to basically buy her ring for me, which was like, I wasn't going to be able to get her a fucking ring if she didn't help me out with it. And she yeah. did, which was a huge deal. So we got her this engagement ring from fucking Zales. All right. The thing was blinging. It wasn't a great ring. It was her aunt. The
thing was blinging.
All right. Her aunt's legit. It was a real ring. It wasn't some bootleg shit. And the fucking diamonds kept falling out of it. It happened like three times. Multiple times. It turned into a real situation where I was fucking freaking out on the people at Zales.
Before you even gave it to her?
I guess this is... No. This is afterwards. I'm kind of venting about this pre.
Okay, I was saying, hey, about it. Don't be trying to get around the fucking
story. Yeah. No. Do that. Now that I think about it, but yeah, that was a fucking issue. But anyway, yeah, I thought I was surprising her, but I really wasn't. So I booked. We're from Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo is a small ass little town. Okay, we're next to one of the seven wonders of the world in Niagara Falls.
How far is Niagara Falls? Okay.
Half hour, real close. So I had her aunt book us. I'm pretty sure I didn't even book it. I was broke as fuck at the time. A hotel at the Niagara Falls Sheraton. Little to know, it's just next to the airport in fucking Buffalo.
Yo, you gotta build it. You gotta build it.
There's
like
not much more to it.
In a bong. No, it's...
We start driving to the fucking hotel, and I'm trying to be all mysterious about where we're going, like we're going to Niagara Falls, and I'm like... Marty, we're still in Buffalo. I got the MapQuest going.
Say it again. Marty booked a hotel called Niagara Falls Sheraton because Niagara Falls is there. But it's just called that, and it's in Buffalo by the airport. You try to do this romantic-ass thing. It's McDowell's. We don't have sesame seeds on our buns. That's what you just did. Hold on, yeah. Continue. What happened? You get there.
So we had my daughter with us, who was probably two or three at the time. And this, I mean, literally, this.
And you just go into a hotel to chill.
Anticlimactic.
Right? She doesn't know you're proposing.
Yeah, no. She thinks we're just
hanging out.
Going to a hotel to, like, let the kids swim in a pool and have an overnight or some shit. All right?
She bought that?
Yeah, I mean, shit. I mean, yeah, like her aunt. I mean, we used to do stuff like that once in a while, I guess.
Okay.
But... Yeah, so I kind of like arranged with this. We're just, now that I think about it, we're in the fucking hotel restaurant at the fucking Buffalo Sheraton.
How many people are there besides you?
One other table of people. It's noon on just a random day, too. It's not even like, this isn't for a holiday or anything. Like, yeah, there's one other people. It's 12:30 in the afternoon in the fucking
Someone's probably smoking hotel. A cigarette in the building.
Could have been. I arranged with the staff like I was fucking, give me a good example.
I was going to say, what example are you going to use?
Ironically, my mind went to Cheaters. Like, they're like, fucking,
no, it's a bad one.
No. I arranged with the staff like,
Ferris Bueller?
You're going to.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
I can't think of anybody that did some suave shit like that besides like 007.
Well, it wasn't too suave because I had one of the fucking waiters video it and I don't have the fucking video. All right.
On their phone?
No, on my camera. Oh. Yeah. I don't know what happened to that.
You'll find it one day. It's
going
to be great.
Yeah, it could. But he, you know, it was honestly all a giant blur from the moment that like homeboy came around with the camera. I think he might have bust out the fucking ring or something, maybe. I don't even really
remember.
You
never told me this much.
I don't even, it was honestly a blur. I got down on one knee. I said what I was going to say. April's like, in her mind, she's like, we're in the fucking hotel restaurant here. But I had to at that point. We were too deep. Like, yeah. It was time to fucking
no
propose.
No turning back.
Yeah, like,
I don't care if this is not the place I thought it was.
Yeah.
I'm fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Our food sucks.
So
fuck,
we got a slow
sucks.
Clap from the one table, literally. And then we just went back to our meal and shit.
It's so uneventful and shit.
Just anticlimactic. She just said, yeah.
Yeah. I guess so right now. She just looked around like, whoa, this turns weird.
This is where I get proposed to at, I guess, in life.
It's not like April cared. It's just really funny to hear
it. Yeah,
it's funny
to hear it back.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Because there was no, it wasn't that's like, great. Here, like you could take somebody to a hotel in LA and or some shit and have it be a nice
I know, but the fact I'll like keep thinking is like you're like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Have you ever seen that movie? When yeah. things just get shittier. Like, yo, MapQuest. We're in Buffalo. Like yeah. they got our yeah. names at the front. This is the place.
This is the hotel, this but it's not in Niagara place. Falls.
It's not by the Seven Wonders of the World.
Yeah, and then so our actual first trip to Niagara Falls. I tried to surprise her with a trip to the actual falls for like her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept having this string of events where I would try to plan something and then somebody would fucking blow it for me.
Oh yeah.
The moment before it happened, like probably 5 or 6 times.
Oh.
So like, bam, that happened. You know, then we, as soon as we get there, we get stuck in the elevator for like an hour, just mid elevator, just stuck.
You don't watch Seinfeld?
And then oh yeah, of course.
Okay. Cause Seinfeld. you sound like your life is Seinfeld.
I don't know. I'm just kind of highlighting the low lights here, a la Ryan Sickler.
Ooh, with this fucking story, what kind of pants you got on right now?
Yeah, I do.
Some honeydew pants? Yeah. I see them.
Yeah. But the thing about Niagara Falls is the funny part. I don't know if I told you this.
What?
Yeah. You got Niagara Falls, Buffalo, ghetto as fuck. And then you got Niagara Falls, Canada, which is like a clean little Vegas. So...
What?
We were on, I didn't realize that either.
You're from there, you didn't know?
Yeah, no, we don't. You don't inherently know about Niagara Falls if you're from Buffalo. I assumed as a human that Niagara Falls, New York had some commerce built up around the fucking falls.
Some commerce, he says.
One, and it might have changed at this point, but there was one hotel. There was one hotel. And you got one side facing the falls, and you got one side facing the fucking hood.
Was it a house?
No, I'm talking about the hotel.
Was it a house, but it was made into a hotel?
No, it was a legit. This was
a
Native American owned casino hotel.
Oh, shit. Pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was sick. Man, shit, I thought I was balling at being at the fucking hotel.
Marty got his tall tee on.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking.
This place is crunk. Yeah. And what else are you saying, like 2007? I don't know. I probably nailed it. Probably nailed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I still say shit is crunk. Yeah.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. I love it. So that's what happened to Marty. It was fucking, the first time you told me that story was amazing. So, yeah.
But anyway, 10-year anniversary coming up. We're going to goddamn Hawaii.
Yeah. Going to Hawaii. He's going to so that's why we're going to do some more episodes. So when he's gone, we can be posting, premiering, doing everything. Shout out to Deanna because she's about to take over when you're gone. Fuck yeah.
Well, I knew she could. When she held the fort down while I was filming on a sports show 6 days in a row. She fucking held the fort down. I'm like, all right.
You're on it. Good shit.
Try by fire.
Guys, as I said earlier, I'm on heroin. I'm trying to keep this not like, so what's next? I feel it. I don't know why, but I feel it. I'm trying my best. Do you guys remember when I talked about in one of the podcast episodes where the dentist shaved my fucking teeth and then the machine broke? So he had to use a manual version of it. Marty, can you bring up that beautiful bean footage? So you guys ready? Here, this is what you're watching. That's what they were using on my tooth. And then there it is. There's the mini saw. Can you back it up a little bit? Back it up a little bit.
This is like,
hold on, you gotta remember, they did all of the fronts of my teeth, top and bottom. And the thing broke 2 teeth in, like 1 or 2 teeth in. You just keep looping it. Keep looping it. I'm telling you, bro, keep looping that part. That's what they did to me, guys. I fucking saw this on TikTok and go, no way. This is a video of what they did to my teeth. All I did was try to not grind my teeth. That's what I got Invisalign for, because I grind my teeth. And they're over here doing this to me, guys. So that's what they did to me. I finally found it, all right? I found a video to show you what I mean by a miniature saw. That shit was medieval. And that's what they did to me.
I didn't think manual sawing of teeth was just standard.
There's procedure. One.
Or even just fucking just sawing.
That was the worst. That fucking hurts, man. Because they have to hit your gums. If you notice, they were on her gum. Her gum's red as shit right there. So on to the next thing. I wanted to show you guys that. If you haven't seen it, it's called The Dentist Shaved My Teeth. Go check out right here. Dope as Usual Podcast Clips Channel. There it is. We just hit 22,000 this morning. You guys are fucking awesome. Thank you. Can you go to the next link? Guys, you guys know this. I do something called Story Time on the Dope as Yola channel. And I did something called Deals Gone Wrong. I did that a couple months ago. Marty, I don't know how. It's only a few months old. It's already at 1.5 million.
I noticed that.
What the fuck? You guys are the shit. Thank you so much. In there, a lot of my stories, I get people talking shit and like, yo, it's fake. I don't give a fuck. You guys ready? I told a story about it's on Deals Gone Wrong, and it's about, yo, did I tell it on the podcast? The most sophisticated drug dealer ever? The podcast about the about,
I think so.
Okay, I think I did talk about the podcast where I talked about where I went into this. I met this dealer and he had like 10,000 pounds plus on hand, like dope shit, craziest things I've ever seen, dopest prices ever. And I said it was like a old, what did I say, old grocery store in the middle of a town. It was like a grocery store, a huge fucking building, and it was like a drug superstore. You just go in and get anything you want. Marty, can you play back that motherfucking clip real quick? Can you play back that clip? No, this clip? Just start it from the beginning? You did refresh the page? Refresh the page? I don't want to get us in trouble because there's music. Right there. You see that giant building?
Yeah.
The voiceover on the fucking news? 31 people got arrested right here. They had that building, and they called it a drug super center. That's what the cops called it when they walked in. That huge building was all drugged out.
That's like if you knocked out these walls.
And started just loading it up with safes, metal walls, and started putting hundreds of thousands of pounds in there. That's what these guys were doing. That's what that's about. I like when I was trying to tell you guys, like, yo, that's fake. Yo, it's not fake, and that's not the only one. And that's not the one I went to. I don't even know where Fulton is. I've never been there, but...
It's in Orange County.
Is it? Oh, well, that one's in Orange County, guys. I've never been there, but the one I'm talking about is nowhere near here. But they're real. And I was trying to explain to you guys, like, no, it's real. I've been to one other place kind of like that. And, Deals Gone Wrong. That's on the Dope Yola channel if you want to watch that. That's what I was talking about. That's what I was referring to, guys. This is it. Large drug bust. There it is. Can you bring up my motherfucking notes real quick? Here we go. So I got those done. Deals Gone Wrong. That's what I was talking about. I got to tell you guys a small story real quick. Real small story, all right? It's probably going to take forever. Fuck. Let me try to be more precise. Let me get to the story. Let me tell you it all. Get inside my brain real quick. Seinfeld, Larry David shit. This is Curb Your Enthusiasm mixed with some bullshit.
You're channeling a lot of shit right now. I see
it. I'm thinking of it all. Like, I'm just trying to, like... You remember in The Mask where at the end... what is his name? Darian?
Dorian!
Marty, I love you so much for knowing his fucking name right now. I love you so much right now.
You can
now
count on me for that.
Yeah. Oh, Dorian! Yes, thank you. That's his name. Remember at the end? Why? All of that just to reference what you said. Are you just channeling things? Acid, Mom. Thanks. That's my brain just working. Ready? Remember at the end when they shoot the shit at him? He goes... Yeah. That's how I get ready for stories. I just go, what was it? All right, Aaron, what else did you do? Okay, all right. Ah! And I just fucking
it'd be a
start.
Sick-ass story going. Time intro.
And you just see like a bunch of memories, like little fucking, and you see her. And then I was like this. And I was like that. That's amazing. Don't do that to me if we can't do that.
What do you mean if we can't do that?
How do we do that? How do you do that on editing?
You hire the people that can do that shit.
Oh, you motherfucker. You motherfucker. So, yeah. Yo, Netflix. Come on, get with the program.
Ari Shaffir had that shit going.
Get with the program. Okay. Get with the fucking program. Give us some money and give us a show.
All right. We're just going to fucking come out and ask for that. I'll tell you what
we're just
going to
say right now. All right. Netflix, let's throw some stats. We did the stats the other day. Story time. 54 episodes. 40 plus million fucking views. 1.5 million thumbs ups on these series. 40 million views on my series. It's only 54 episodes. Are you guys ready? All of that number while being shadow banned. Shadow banned to death on YouTube. Shadow banned means they don't show your page to anybody. They just have to type your name in to see it. So imagine if it wasn't shadow banned, Marty. Yeah. 100 million views.
Yeah.
Wow. It's fucking amazing. So, and I know it's not like you. You sound like a cocky bitch. Fuck you, man. I'm just saying the numbers for Netflix to go, wow, he's very... confident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on, man.
Numbers is all that anybody cares about. These companies hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars to get these numbers, and a lot of them, it's not easy to do. Even when you throw that much fucking money at it, you can throw superstars and money. All
we
this
could
shit,
put story time on Netflix, and people would watch them.
Of course.
So if you have a little bit of production money, it takes one camera, some time. Netflix, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, the quality that it's at right now is ready to go.
It's actually approved. That's his camera is ready.
Yeah.
So that's an approved camera. We're Netflix ready. But yeah. So how do we get on that topic? Inhaling stories. Yep,
Dorian. Cameron Diaz, son.
Cameron Diaz, I'm sorry. I always say it. Like, I think she got her body switched out after that movie. Because she doesn't
there was
look
something
the same.
Different going on.
She didn't look the same after. Sure. She looked like Jessica Rabbit and then to to normal Cameron Diaz, which is still hella pretty.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. She went from car show model to like yoga teacher. And I'm not fucking lying. And I'm not bending the truth. Here we go. Let me tell you about this story. Real quick. A small story. It's a quick story, I hope. Ready? I got to tell you it all. Ready? Go. Last year, I bought an iMac, 27-inch iMac. I spent like $2,300 on it. And I was like, damn, that's a lot of fucking money. That's a pound of weed. Shit. Here we go. Bought it. Love it. Super slow. It's super slow. When I edit, it's fucking give me the spinning wheel with the fucking rainbow shit, the rainbow reel. Anyway, I talked to Marty. I talked to Charlie. They're both computer guys. They suggested I get the new, if I want to stick with Mac, I get the 13-inch MacBook with the M1 chip, yeah? Yeah, with the M1 chip.
Correct.
You ran back? Correct. Yes. So I got it. This is what I did. You ready for my story, my Larry David bullshit? Are you guys fucking ready? This is, I know it's so minuscule and it's not that big of a deal. It's just like.
These things happen every day, though. And
every day to me. And I tell you about them, I go, you would never believe what just happened to me. No, it happened. Completely real. I called you twice that day because I thought I got it fixed and then went, hey.
No, you FaceTimed me from the Apple store.
Yeah. Is ready? So I pick up my fucking computer and I walk, I get out of my car, go to the mall. I pick up my fucking computer. I go to the Glendale Galleria. I go to the Glendale Galleria, park my fucking car, take my MacBook. I'm walking my MacBook from the parking lot to the elevator for some reason. And I know this is stupid. It's small.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about your giant iMac, right?
It's heavy.
You're calling it a MacBook.
Giant iMac desktop.
You got
thing.
The 27-inch.
The big ass one. Yeah. So it's not like it's pretty fucking heavy. It's just those corners are sharp. And I was thinking, am I that much of a bitch? But this shit kind of hurts.
Yeah. No, you need a case to carry that.
Okay. So I'm there and I'm waiting about 8 minutes for the fucking elevator and there's an escalator right there and there's stairs. I'm like, I'm lazy. I ain't gonna do it. It's gonna come open. Those doors gonna open. I know they are. So I'm sitting there just regretting, like, I could have been downstairs already. So that's how my shit started off. Me procrastinating and being a lazy bitch. So I finally get in the elevator. I go down. I called the Apple store and asked if they let me do it. If they let me go and trade my computer in. They're only gonna give me $730. It's 8 months old. I paid $2,200 for it. So I was going to say, fuck, I'll take the loss and get the new MacBook because I need something that's going to work with the M1 chip. Sorry, I know the story's fucking getting slow. Here we go. So I go to the fucking store, go to the Apple store in the fucking next to the Glendale Galleria at the Americana, right? And I go, hey, man, I'm here with the thing. He goes, what are you talking about? We don't take that. We don't do trade in here. I go, yeah, I just talked to you, man. And he goes, no, you didn't. And I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck you. All right, here we go. Fuck. Where is my appointment? Oh, no, I go, you told me not to make an appointment. You said just to walk in. And he goes, we would never say that. I go, you just. So I'm already like holding this thing going, but you told me not to make an appointment. You said to walk in. It's not busy. He goes, nope, not me. And then he goes, I think you're at the wrong Apple store. I go, there's only one Apple store. He goes, nah, there's one in the mall too. I go, fuck. It's on the same street. Yep, of course it's not that one. But you guys know the Americana to the other side of the mall where Target's at, if you know what I'm talking about, it's like 300 or 400 yards to get to the door, and then you have to find it in the mall, and that mall is 2 to 3 blocks long. So, and I know it's like, you're lazy, you can't walk, you got to remember the fucking irritation. So I go back to the elevator, and there is a fucking line. So I can go back to my car and drive those 2 to 3 blocks. I'm not going to carry my fucking computer. So I go to the elevator, and there's a fucking line. I mean a line. And I'm looking at all these people like, wow, I am just going to take the escalator because I can't get back up the stairs. I mean, there was no stairs. Sorry. There was an escalator and there was an elevator. I said stairs earlier. Anyway, damn, this fucking story's just getting all out of hand. Ready? I go to the escalator and the escalators are blocked off because there's maintenance because they're broken. Can't take the escalator. Can't get in the elevator. Can't get to my car. Marty, I can now not get to my car physically.
Okay.
So now can't get in my car unless I walk around the entire block and start walking up each driveway of the fucking parkade with a MacBook in my hand.
This is shit that happens when you have kids, just so you know.
Okay. So if I had kids on top of that, I'd be losing my mind.
Yeah.
So me and Rosie, I'm looking at her like, of course the escalators are blocked off. Can't use them. They, hold on. They weren't blocked off, Marty, when I got out of the elevator to the Apple store. By the time I walked to the Apple store and came back, the maintenance people blocked them off. 2 minutes. Okay. I just missed the maintenance. So I'm like, of course the maintenance guys came while I went to the wrong Apple store for three fucking solid minutes, talked to the guy and left. Came back and went, okay. So my car's up there. Can't get to it unless I want to wait for all these elevator people, and I'm not. And it took me 10 minutes to fucking get my own elevator.
And it's COVID, yeah. So.
And I don't want to be around all these people. I have to go to the mall to begin with. I don't want to go to the fucking mall. Anyway, here we go, guys. Sorry, let's get this fucking story rolling. So I say, Rosie, we now have to walk this fucking MacBook, I mean, iMac to the Apple store. And she goes, of course we do. I go, yep, let's go. So I start walking. I walk all the way to the Apple store. I get there, right? I talk to the guy and I go, hey, you told me not to make an appointment to come in. He goes, we would never say that. And I just put my head down again. And I go, dude, I just walked this computer over here to trade it in. You guys said you have it in stock. Oh, I don't even think we have stock. And I'm like, I'm fucking throw up all over your fucking shoes right now, dude. Tell me right now. I was like, nah, man. I walked this over here. You told me to bring. I got kind of upset. I'm like, you told me to bring it here. I'm here. You told me not to make an appointment. And he goes, let me see what I can do. And he walks away, talks to his manager, and then he fucking lets me in the store. Perfectly normal. Like, you couldn't have done that in the beginning? Anyway, I get in there, and the guy that's helping me, the Mac genius, was obviously high. Cool-ass white dude with a beard. Very cool. He looked like he would read children's books to kids.
Nice.
Kind of guy, you know? So...
weren't we mid-video edit? Wasn't there something frantic going on that had you pissed off prior to all this?
Yeah, because my videos kept crashing. Yeah. So I'm I'm getting a new computer right now. Fuck this. I unplugged this shit. Call Mac, iMac. Like, this is bullshit. So that's why. And I was in a rush and I had to get the video off.
Yeah, there was some sense of urgency beyond all this.
That's why I'm like, fuck you. And so I get there and I'm like, yo, I want to trade this in. He goes, I can do that for you. Okay, I want to get this one. I asked if you had it in stock. I have it in stock. I go, thank you, sir. I gave him my MacBook. We erased it. He gave it to me. I paid the difference. And I go, can I get insurance? And he goes, yes. Puts my laptop in a bag, hands it to me with my receipt. And I go, thank you. I've never had anything work out the way it's supposed to ever with technology. You know this. You know this.
You're taking the win on just the back half of this experience.
I just lost $1,400 off of my own computer. And I'm like, thank you. Because I take that loss over. I sat there for 4 hours because my credit card was declined because somebody fucking stole my identity. Like, something always happens to me. So I go, thanks, man. And I looked at Rosie. I go, this is fucking awesome. And I go, thank you for real. He goes, man, no problem. Have a good day. Goes, you're fuck yeah. And I walked out. As I'm walking out, like, there's no fucking way in hell this is real. And I look in it and it's the wrong fucking MacBook. It's the wrong MacBook. He charged me for the super expensive one and gave me the wrong one, right?
Yep.
So I go, hey man, this is the wrong one. He goes, oh, good thing you checked. And go, oh, thank God I checked. I didn't even leave the store. I looked at Rosie. At least we didn't go home and like I set my shit up because I'm happy now. We're in the store. Let's get our new one. Let's get our right one. And he comes back 5 seconds later. We're actually out of stock. And I go, no, but you said you had stock in it. And he goes, but I don't have it. And I go, well, what about my computer? He goes, they're probably erasing it right now. I can go get them to stop. And I go, like, all my programs. I'm just thinking like, oh my God. Okay. Can you go see if you guys have this? Oh, what about another one? So I was like, what about the one up from that? So I said, fuck it. That one's expensive. What about the more expensive one? Do you have the more expensive one? I just need one that with the chip so I can fucking edit. This is the fear that's going through my fucking brain right now. He takes me to the side and goes, we do have it in stock. I'll be right back. Well, thank God. No, he says, I'll have him bring it out. And a guy brings it out. As he brings it out, it's the wrong one again. What the fuck? The wrong one again. He goes, oh, bro, this is not the one. And as he's ringing me up again, I go, this is the wrong one again. He just looks down like, oh, my God.
It's like the wrong RAM, right?
The wrong RAM.
It's a big
deal. I don't even know what that is, but yes, it's the wrong stuff, the wrong juice. And
that's the other thing. You don't even know what the fuck is really wrong with that.
I
don't know what any of it is.
I asked you, like, what's the GB, the gigabytes need to be? What's the RAM need to be? Thanks. That's how I feel with technologies, guys. So I know something always goes wrong. So I'm standing there and he goes, fuck, dude, we're out of stock. And he starts looking on his little iPad. They're out of stock in LA. They're out of stock in California. Right? Weeks back ordered. Right? And he goes, I'm going to see if I can get any store that has any in stock. He searches every fucking store on their database. He goes, we don't have any. And I'm just like stressing. I'm already FaceTimed you. I have already FaceTimed Marty and told him the situation. And I'm just sitting there stressing out. Like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I go, hey, how about you just give me my money? I'll just trade the MacBook in. Or I'll trade my iMac in. You can keep the iMac. I'm going to buy the computer. Like, this is what happened. Apple didn't have it. So I went on, I had Rosie go on fucking Amazon and she found it. My exact MacBook. Right? She found it. Except what happened, guys? I traded my computer in already. They can't give me cash back. They said I can only get store credit. Said I can only get store credit, guys. I traded my whole computer in at a loss. And then when they couldn't refund me because they didn't have what I wanted, they could only give me store credit. And then the MacBook didn't show up for 4 days. It said 4 days. I go, whoa. So now I'm 4 days late. I don't have any computer. I have no computer. I lost $1,400. I got $730 for my trade-in, and I can only use that at Apple.
There's literally nothing we need from Apple right
nothing,
now at all.
Nothing. And then what happened? I bought it on Amazon. And I can't use my Apple. My no. Apple money. That's oh, fuck. Fuck you. So, guys, I know that was a long story, but that's what happened to me. I just tried to get
the fucking Seinfeld boom, soundboard.
Guys, all I wanted to do was get a new computer and pay for it and give them currency from America. And then they go, nah. You only get Starbucks card. That's basically what they did. We'll give you a gift card. And I told the guy, can I just get my gift card? I'll keep it and use it some way. And then I'm just going to leave your store and you can keep my computer. And then I find out that I need to give my mouse or my lap my keyboard. And he goes, oh, man, yeah, people just don't bring this. Fuck you. Fuck you. Can I just do it without the stuff then? I felt so played because he was so nice. I'm like, yeah, thanks. And it turned into an hour and a half of me going, oh, fuck, what do I do? What do I do? Fuck, fuck, fuck. No computer. So I had no computer for 4 days.
You had like just signed it like a new deal or something?
I just signed a new contract with somebody and I was working on the video for him.
Well, and then
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Seinfeld.
We had another sad technological moment again today.
I filmed an entire vlog yesterday.
Yeah, there is no Seinfeld moment in this, though.
I filmed a whole vlog. Files are corrupted. Yo, I'm not lying when I say technology. Technology is stupid to
Sometimes cameras just really just want you to like,
they want
to go fuck yourself.
They
want to
fuck me.
Yeah.
You see it all the time. But yeah, anyway, all my files are corrupted. That's the Apple story. That's the story that happened at Apple. And I even wrote in my notes, my life is Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. Says it right there in my notes. Jesus fucking Christ. What time are we at? Because I feel like I just ranted for hours. What time?
1:15.
Oh, good. Guys, brings me into my next topic. Let's wake up. Let's wake up a little bit, all right? Ah, let's wake up. Here we go. One of our official sponsors is Manscaped. Right now, if you click the link in our description or you go to manscaped.com/Yola, you'll get 20% off and you'll get free shipping on anything, on the whole order. If you buy one thing, it's still 20% off free shipping. So for those of you that are new to Manscaped, which I fucking doubt, Manscaped is a grooming tool. Well, they're grooming tools. It's a fucking brand. There's a lot of things. And yes, if you're watching and paying attention real closely, the bag to my left, yes, this bag right here says ball wipes. Yes. They are pH balanced ball wipes. The thing I love about Manscaped is even when they send us all this like talking points and stuff, some of them are fucking hilarious. I read them off and just like, yo, who the fuck wrote this shit in the best way possible? I think one of them said, don't use the same razor you use on your balls that you use for your face. That's just gross. Or you don't want pubes in your mouth, do you? I'm like, yo, whoever wrote this needs to be my fucking friend. So it's a big reason why we really love teaming up with Manscaped. Guys, thank you so much. But once again, guys, if you go to manscaped.com/Yola or you click the link in our description, the link's always in the video description. Or if you're on Spotify, Apple, it's always in the video description. That will give you 20% off But you got to click our link. If you don't click our link, you don't get the discount. It will say it. You'll see it says it right there. Brought to you by Dope As Usual Podcast. So with that code, you'll get 20% off and free shipping. It's a win-win situation all the way around. Once again, guys, 100% authentic ad read. The Manscaped 4.0 lawnmower actually works. I was expecting blood and there was no blood. It's scary as fuck. Shaving your dick and balls is fucking scary. If you're a guy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's fucking scary. This has a light on it. It will not cut you. Doesn't pinch you. I didn't try to cut my fucking dick, but I definitely didn't do super careful in case I'm like, yo, I love Manscaped. But, you know, 2 months later, it cut a fucking hole in my balls. So that's why I had to use it and make sure it worked. It works, guys. And it's fucking waterproof. Again, thank you to our sponsor, Manscaped. Back to the episode. This is I'm going to introduce this right now. I'm going to tell you guys a little story. Here's a little story time. I'm going to tell you guys a story. I told this, it's called Magic Mushrooms. I did it in season one of Storytime. I'm going to tell you guys a story about mushrooms. And to bring up, before I brought up mushrooms, I went to the mall. Of all places, I want to go to the mall. I went to that very same mall today with my friend and went to one store and there was like 40 fucking mushroom t-shirts. About 20. A lot. Everyone's selling mushroom apparel and shit right now. Everyone's like finally fucking with shrooms. I like that. I like that people are finally opening their eyes because mushrooms are fucking fun. So here we go, guys. Let's get into this story. And like I said, I'm trying to keep these shorter. So I'm gonna talk about one more thing after the story. But this story is pretty fucking intense. And the best part about it is if you've been following me for a long time, you're going to remember what this is. And you're going to remember the time I talked about it when it happened. So ready? I'm going to skip all the pre-intro stuff because I don't like that person anymore. So I won't even talk about it. Here we go. Are you ready? Now it is time. Oh, we got to get Bruce Buffer to go story time. Oh my.
He'll do it on Cameo. God.
That's cool. I like that. Here we go. This story time, let's just call it Mushrooms in Washington. Hello, Washington.
Yeah, sick that would be. It's time.
Now.
Story time.
It is story time. Oh my God.
Dope has.
Oh my God. And then I come and just knock somebody unconscious. Oh, it'd be sick. I'm kidding. All right, here we go. Mushrooms in Washington. Here we go, guys. Here we go. So I went to this event in northwest of America. All right. It was right before the Canadian border. I mean, 15 minutes before the Canadian border. I go to this event. It's a weed event and it was whatever. It's a weed event. So all day chilling, doing the weed shit. Cool. This event was in a huge, huge field. I don't know how else to call it. It was a field and then all around the field was forest. It's like somebody cut all the trees down in this one like 5 acre patch. It was huge. Like there was a lot of land, right? So guys, this is like my second year of doing Instagram. So I'm still fairly new to it. I have a really big following at the time still, but I'm not even moved to LA yet. Push trees. I don't think it was started yet. It might have been, but I'm not sure. So here we go. So I was in Washington, right? And I do this event, right? Fast forward, bam, event's going on over toward the end of the night. Apparently in Washington at night, everyone just does psychedelics. So cool. And I'm out in the country. I mean, not in the country. I'm out in the woods. Right? There's a bunch of people set up tents, cars. We're in the middle of the forest, though. We had to drive down a really long dirt road to get there. So, like gravel road. So we're there. And this guy I know has mushrooms. And I'm like, yeah, I love mushrooms. I will eat them. He walks up to me and says, hey, I got all these mushrooms. I look at him like, those look dry. But okay, I trust your opinion. Yes, let me get some. And he hands me like two handfuls, right? If you're at home, he hands me like, if you're trying to cup water in your hand and not let it fall out with two hands, that's how much mushrooms he gave me, all right? Just about that much. Is that a good comparison?
It seems like a lot of fucking mushrooms.
Oh, I mean, not just for me. It was for me my Rosie and my other friend.
Okay.
It's like, yo, you guys hang out. Because we were all hanging out. We were staying at a hotel about 2 miles away. But the whole event was 24 hours. People were camping out.
How much mushrooms cost, though? Like, how much is that worth, a handful of mushrooms?
An eighth goes street for about $25.
Cheaper than weed?
Way cheaper than weed. Mushrooms are way cheaper than weed. A pound's like $1,700, $1,800.
That doesn't add up to me.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't really do mushrooms every day.
No, but still, they're illegal.
They're legal. They're legal in Oakland, bro. You can go buy legal fucking mushrooms right now.
And I knew about Colorado. I mean,
Oakland.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oakland and another place in California. Legal. You can go to a shop. I think there's a shop in Oakland. You can go and get fucking mushrooms with strains and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like Amsterdam.
It's that cheap.
Those might be different. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But I know this guy that makes mushroom bars. They're like $35 wholesale. But they're in chocolate bars. They're like Wonka bars, all wrapped, nutrition facts, sick shit, designs. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But so he gives me a bunch of mushrooms. But in Washington, he grabbed them out of a pound bag, though, Marty. So it didn't really matter. He just went out of the bag and goes, bam, like, oh, those look dry. It's all I thought. Like, all right, here we go. And then I ate like an eighth. Rosie ate like an eighth. My friend ate an eighth. So remember, this is at there's no stadium lights. There's no, it's a fucking forest. It's a forest.
Okay.
But they're like EDC kind of kids. Yeah, so they got like cool light show going and like there's people dancing and on the sides, all the weed stuff. And there's a stage where people were performing, right? Like rappers and shit like that. It was a weed event. Well, but it's a long time ago. Anyway, we're in the forest. And remember, like I said, there's a big patch of no trees. But on the sides of us, like 200 yards away on the sides, is the forest starting. And then there's like 500 yards in front of us, an open space. So you see a bunch of like hippie chicks dancing around all fucking on acid and shit. Like they're just having a good time. It's nighttime. So everyone's just chilling. We eat the shrooms and go, yo, I've never eaten shrooms in like a forest. Can we walk to the forest? Right?
Okay.
So we walk toward the forest and I go, we're about 30 yards before the trees. And for some reason I go, hey, do you guys want to just lay down right here for a minute? Because I don't know if you've ever been to Washington. There's no, what's it called, light pollution?
Yeah, you can see the stars. All
I mean, the stars are right in front of you. And I'm looking up and all I see is tall trees, hell of lights in the distance and like music bumping. You see people backlit and shit like way in the distance.
This reminds me of a push trees design. Didn't you do something like, or the box art with all the push, like you're laying on the ground, all the trees coming up. That's what it's reminding me of.
That is not released.
Okay. Yeah, right. Never mind.
You motherfucker. Beep. Beep. Yep. Yes, but yes. So we're laying there and I'm sitting there and I'm expecting the mushrooms to hit. We waited like 20 minutes, but I'm expecting some kind of feeling. So I'm sitting there, laying there. It's me, Rosie, and my friend. And he's on the edge. I'm on the edge. I think Rosie's next to me. I can't remember. I remember there's somebody next to me on my left. We're just laying on a fucking, in a field. Looking straight up, looking at these stars, waiting for these mushrooms to kick in. And I'm just sitting there. You know when you want your drugs to work, you're like, wait, I think I feel them. I think they're working. Like, because for mushrooms, sometimes they're hit and miss. So I'm sitting there like, no, they're not working. Okay, cool. We're just laying here. All right, fuck it. So we're sitting there and I sit up. We're there for like 35, 40 minutes, sitting there waiting for these to work. So guys, in my head, you're in my brain. I'm sitting up. You know, you can see your feet poking up. You know, imagine that. You see your feet. People next to you sitting there. We're all just chilling. There's no one within fucking 100 yards of us. We're by the trees. The weed event's about 300 yards back. You know what I'm saying? But we can see it. We can hear the music. Doom, doom, doom in the back and shit. You can see all the fog lights and shit. It's cool. There's a bunch of people out still. They're camping. You see a bunch of tents. You see like cars with their headlights on. I'm trying to paint this picture for you. I'm just looking up and the moon is above the trees this way. So if somebody was in like walking through the forest, they'd be somewhat backlit. So you would be able to see their silhouette. See what I'm saying? So, like on some X-Files shit, like, what is that? You know, with the light behind them. So, I'm laying there. I mean, I'm sitting there with my feet up. I'm looking, and I go, guys, ready? Are you guys fucking ready for this? I'm looking, and I'm like, is that a person? And I see, like, way off in the fucking distance. I mean, we're 30, 40 yards away from the tree line. So I can see the trees well. They're right there. They're huge. But way in the distance, I'm like, you know, you can see movement. So I'm like, what is that? Is that an animal? I don't have a knife. Holy shit, is that a fucking animal? And then I think, no, it's a dude. He's standing up. So I see something walking, standing up. And I'm like, is that shaped like a bear? And the first thing I think is, is there a fucking bear right here? I'm going to start sprinting to the people because I can't. We're going to get eaten. We're the only ones out there trying to trip by ourselves on mushrooms, right? So, of course, we're going to die. If this is a movie, we're dead. If that's a bear. So I just see. Oh, shit. My fucking joint went out. Hold on. And I'm like this. Yo, guys. Do you see somebody walking? And remember, the light is kind of backlighting. It's almost like it's foggy. Like, it's very eerie. Like
Sasquatch.
Like some Sasquatch shit. And I'm looking. I'm like, what is that? Remember, mushrooms have been eaten.
You were wondering if you were tripping at the time, right?
Okay. Mushrooms have been eaten. So I'm thinking in my head, nah, I think these mushrooms hit me. And I'm still looking. I'm like, and then that's why I got everybody, Rosie and my friend, looking. We're looking like, no. And they go, oh, I see it too. And something's walking between the trees. I'm like, what the fuck? And it comes out of the trees. And remember, I can't see it, what it is, but it looks like a bear, but walking like a person. The fuck? Is this some Bigfoot shit? It's walking closer. It's
right. You guys are just standing. You guys are.
We're sitting just like this, just being still. It's not right next to us. It's pretty far still, but it's walking. I go, it's a dude in a bear suit. Because we're at a festival. I'm like, it's a guy in a bear suit. And I tell him, like, oh my God, it's a fucking dude in a bear suit. Because you can see white, like he's in a panda's outfit. Like, you could see it when he's starting to come closer because the moonlight is like, I could see him more now than when he was fucking 80 yards away from me, right? And he's getting closer, and I'm like, don't say nothing to him. But he's walking like 15, 20 feet away from us, but beelining to the festival. He's probably in the fucking woods taking a shit or something weird or something, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, is this a guy? But the whole time thinking, are we all hallucinating this? Or is there really a man in a fucking panda outfit? And I wasn't sure yet, but I was pretty convinced that I wasn't tripping. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? I'm not even done. Are you ready for what happens? You ready? Here we go. For everyone in the car, sorry, I just had to look at each camera to get them all ready. All you cameras ready. Ready? Here we go. This motherfucker is about 15 feet away from us, beelining. Like I said, not coming toward us. We're sitting here, and he's walking from the woods. He walks around us. All right? He's not going to walk right next to us like a creep. This motherfucker starts walking around us. We're sitting in grass. I mean, we're sitting in a field, so it's like grass. I swear to God, I'm so happy that people were with me because nobody would believe me in my life. Nobody would ever fucking believe me. Yo, okay, so I think my mushrooms are hitting me now, right? So this fool's walking, and I swear to God, out of fucking nowhere, no, like, hey, what is that? Nothing. He just walking to this, to automatically walking to, boom, flashlights in our face like a cop. Quick as fuck. But are you guys ready? The second he goes, he's about 15 feet away from us, flashlights in our face. Ready? He goes, are you Dope Aziola? And I go, huh? He goes, are you Dope Aziola? And I go, yeah. Yo, I love your videos, man. Have a good night. Thanks, man. And he walked away. And I looked at Rosie, my homie, and go, you guys saw it too, right? He did say that, right? Yeah. What the? And we all just started talking and dying laughing, like, yo, what the fuck?
Was he in a panda suit?
He was in a panda suit.
Jesus Christ.
In a full outfit panda suit with just his face exposed.
Is it that? Wasn't there a dude in a panda suit in one of the vlogs?
Was there?
In the first vlog we did, there was a dude in some sort of animal suit.
That was Wilfred, man.
Okay.
The actor. Oh, okay. The TV show. Yeah, he's cool, but no, that was a dog suit. No, this guy was in a full panda suit, a huge suit of a panda.
So you're in the, what you're saying is, so you're in an empty field tripping
empty
balls.
Empty field trying to trip balls.
A fan in a panda suit.
In a panda suit. In a panda outfit, Marty. No, not even that. The fact that he's just walking casually and goes... So he saw me because the moonlight's behind him. We can't see his face. Moonlight's lighting our faces up. You see what I'm saying?
Sitting there staring.
We're sitting there going,
fucking...
like, all right, like, what the fuck? And we realize the guy. Then he just, as he's getting by us, just goes, like he was trying to frighten us. Just, are you Dope Aziola? I go, I swear to God, bro. I swear to God, what happened? 5 minutes later, I go, yo, these mushrooms fucking suck. walked back to the fucking place. Mushrooms did not hit me at all. Then we're walking back to the cars. I'm like, I'm driving to the hotel. I'm not even tripping. Fuck this. I don't give a fuck. Don't drive on mushrooms. And I'm driving and I'm like, fuck this. So we start going back through the festival. And then we come across, see Rosie's face. Hey, Rosie, do you remember the guy with the puppets? Oh, yeah. See your face? See your face, Marty?
Yeah.
Ready? There was a guy. We were walking back to our car. It's the last, like, booth. And there's a guy doing a puppet show, but marionettes, like, with strings. And they're, like, dolls.
I think you were tripping your fucking balls off.
We weren't. We weren't. Are you ready? He's doing a whole, he's got a little stage, like five, as big as his table. And he's got like six things going on at once. And they have like a background. And he's playing fucking music while doing the puppets. You understand what I'm saying? He's got them attached to like his foot and his hand. So he's moving the strings while he's playing like a banjo. And he's doing shit and he's talking and singing. But the shit he was singing, Marty, made me instantly, the mushrooms hit me immediately. They went from not hitting me whatsoever, a dud, about to drive home, to the worst trip I've had.
That's something I don't understand, Jeff.
I got stuck in a really bad trip looking at this man, and I got like paralyzed, and I couldn't leave. And Rosie's next to me, and I'm like, Rosie, you want to leave? You want to leave? Yeah, I want to leave. I can hear her in her voice like, I don't like this guy's scary. And the guy's vibe that came off was like, I know you're fucking tripping and I'm going to be in your brain. Like he was looking at us
God.
Like, but he looked nice. But the way he was looking nice was like maniacal.
Uh-huh.
But he's doing all this shit and like singing all sick. All
sounds
dope.
Like some American Horror Story.
But he's singing like to like soothing shit.
Uh-huh.
Like he's trying to draw. And there was like 10 people watching him just. It's like he was putting a spell on us. I swear to God. It was the creepiest thing I've ever experienced in person because me and Rosie both went, well, I don't want to be here, but why aren't we leaving?
Do you think he was really super creepy or do you think mushrooms tunes you into
definitely super
vibes?
Creepy. Yeah. He was definitely super creepy, but it's like the mushrooms hit me and just gave me a bad trip.
Mm.
I was stuck and I could see the puppets and I could see him closer. And it was like they were getting bigger on me. And I'm like, oh
God,
fuck. It's like a funhouse mirror. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I was getting funhouse mirror with them, but not like insane, but just enough to where it's like this. And you can notice the difference. Like Super Mario with the mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like not a huge difference, but enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I got stuck for about 10, 15 minutes, scared. I broke it once and started walking away. And I got Rosie and I started watching it again. And I'm like, it's so interesting. It was like a play with these puppets, but he's playing music and one of them was getting stabbed by one of the, it was so fucking weird and like dramatic. Anyway, that's the time the guy in the panda suit just was like a fan. And then, you know, what's crazy. I saw 2 years ago, there's this group. I don't know if you can Google it. There was this group going around in panda suits, murdering people in the forest. Look it up. Okay. Look it up. Remember Rosie? Remember, there's a group of dudes in panda outfits and they were killing and torturing people in the forest. They got caught.
Panda outfits, murder forest.
Panda outfits, murder forest. Put guys in panda suits, commit murder. I saw it a couple years later and people even said, yo, your story time. What if he wasn't a fan? He would have killed you guys because he was fucking scary. He was very, he was like, he was a big motherfucker, dude. He was a big ass dude. Wait, it's not popping up? It was in the news. It was in the fucking news, man.
Panda suits are kind of fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Except his had a face cut out. You see his face. Yo, I can't, it's not there, Rosie. I saw it on the news. And that's when I even said, somebody sent it to me on DM too. But yeah, anyway, guys, that was the mushroom store. That's one of the mushrooms. And it's not even like a mushroom trip. It's just the fact that I was in the forest and this guy was a fan and a panda suit. And thing is, we were in the pitch black. So he was like, I think it's him. Let me shine my fucking light in his face. Fucking crazy, dude.
That's so ridiculous.
It was kind of funny though. So yeah, that's a small story. I just want to give you one little small story time. All right. And, yeah, we're at an hour and a half. I want to do something. Me and Marty are thinking, trying to think of ways to incorporate fans more, whether it's on Instagram, YouTube, whatever. But this time we're trying to lean more toward Patreon people. Here we go. So our Patreons, linked in the description. I went and picked one question to answer. Me and Marty were thinking of a way to incorporate it. And we think every time I say, what the fuck were they talking about? We're going to start bringing up a question. So that's pretty much going to be the reoccurring segment, I think. But for now, Marty, can you bring up that motherfucking question? This is from Chris on Patreon.
We got Chris on Patreon here.
K-R-I-S, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How has your experience selling weed affected the way you run Push Trees? Do you think you learn skills that translate over and help run a legal business, or are they completely different?
150%. We called our things Trees to Tees. that's what me and Rose used to say. We used to sell weed, but now we just sell weed, shirts. So yes, 100%. It's the same fucking thing. Because when I'm like, I got a pound, if I bust down to 4 QPs and I sell and I got the fucking pound for $2,000, I got to make $500 a QP to break even. But if I sell them for $650 each, I'm going to make $150 on each and make $3,333,333. That's going to be, $150, make $600 on a pound. If I get 5 of those pounds and I sell them for the same thing, I make $3,000. See how that math is added up real quick? That's what I do about shirts. I'm like, all right, if I get this run, no, it doesn't matter how many shirts. All right, ready, go. How much I spent? All right, we spent $30,000 on these shirts. Cool. How many shirts did I get? All right, let's divide that. Bam, bam, bam. What do I got to make per shirt to make my money back? Say it's $15. All right, cool. So if I sell them for $30, I make $15, right? But after taxes, after this, okay, blah, 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 I'm making about $8. Blah, cool, done. Make about $8 a shirt after taxes if I do this right. So that's exactly how I break it down. How many eighths do I got to sell to make money? How many shirts do I got to sell? Eighths are shirts. Bongs are zips. All right. Make the same amount of money off of a dub and an eighth than you would off of a shirt. Make the same amount of money off a bong retail than I would off of selling a zip to somebody off the pound breakdown. So it's direct.
Goddamn street science.
It's direct. Like that's the only way my brain works. Like, all right, what I got to get? What's the bottom line? What do I have to get? All right, cool, cool. Now these are all profit. That's why I give a lot of shit away, because no, I already made my money. I got it. I had to sell fucking 291 shirts to make money off of that design or shit like that. That's how I did it with weed. All right, cool. If I sell all of this, I can keep 3 ounces. That's what I used to do. I used to cherry pick all the bomb ass nugs and put them in these two huge jars. So if I got a pound, I take a QP out. I only have to sell 3 QPs to make my profit back. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If I sell for $650, I got the pound for $200.
Smoke for free, basically.
Yeah. So what's that? Ready? What's $650 for QP? And if I bought it for $2,000, ready? $650, that's $1,300. What's another $650?
Listen, we don't need to start lofting math questions.
But that's $1,950.
Yeah.
I'm $50 short of breaking even, and I got to smoke a QP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good deal.
Oh, shit. Fuck yeah. But ready, if I broke it down and I start busting down that QP?
Yeah.
What if I bust that QP into zips and I sold those zips for $200 a piece? My QP went from $650 to $800. Now, if I wanted to do that, what happened? I made, $200-$300 more. Mm-hmm. So if I sold it all in zips for $200, I'd make $32 a pound. I'd pay $200. I'd make $1,200.
But your risk goes up at the same time.
Yeah.
And your time, all that shit.
It's the time. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how it works. So that's when I do it for clothes. Like, oh, we're we're buying 50 shirts. When do I get a price breakdown? Like, oh, when you do 200 and something, mm-hmm. something shirts. Okay. How much less? Oh, shit. Okay. Fuck. All right. I'm going to make that much more per shirt if I invest in myself more.
And it's a flip. Like,
it's just flipping. It's like, oh, I bought an eighth. How I started selling weed? I bought a 10 sack and sold for $25. Bought that $25 and I bought an eighth. I made more money and I doubled that and I doubled that and I got a zip and then we got a Q and then we got a pound.
Here we are.
So that's how it worked. I got a couple shirts and then I flipped those and kept that and flipped those. Thing is with me, I'm really bad with money. So if I make $100,000, I spend $100,000 back into the business. I don't ever pay myself and I know I should. I always see it as I don't need anything, but my business needs to run.
That's not exact advice. I feel like
that's how I do it. I say I'm not good with it, but now
that is good though.
But we have to pay ourselves legally now. But if you don't pay yourself as a business owner, you get fined $2,000 fucking dollars.
Yeah, My overall point was that's what you're supposed to be. In your 20s and your 30s and shit, you should be trying to figure out how you can flip up by the time you're 35, you're where you want
to
be.
100%. I used to think 5 years. If this works in 5 years, like I never think people are like, oh, I'm trying to get rich today. But like, good luck. If you get it, good shit. Is it quality? Is it lasting? Will it transcend into other generations of shit? And if it can, then you win. But if it doesn't, then you're just trying to get rich quick. And what happens to one hit wonders?
Obscurity.
There it is.
End up working at fucking Walmart.
Which is not bad. That's cool. But if your goal is to be a millionaire, you can't work at Walmart unless you own that bitch, which is sick. And franchise. Ooh. Hey, you got some money? If you, all you trap kids out there, here's some advice. You got a fucking $100,000 in trap money. Make that shit legal somehow. Find a way to make that legal. Start fucking, put it into a business that you can do with low maintenance. That way you can start building up legal money and then go buy a Little Caesars. Go franchise a Little Caesars or a Domino's in your town. Because what doesn't go out of fucking business? Fast food, gyms, Little Caesars. $5 pizza. Mm-hmm. It's in every ghetto in the fucking America.
Yeah, it's true.
They never go away. They're never going to go away. Every high school kid on the planet has $5 to split with their homies and they all get one pizza. That's why I say everything. Like, don't make a fucking fancy Italian restaurant in a poor town. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to change the society of your town. If it's too expensive, why the fuck are you doing it? Don't do a steakhouse in Merced. Mm-hmm. They're sizzler.
Yeah, you see a lot of people buy into franchises like that.
Yeah, buy into a franchise, man. Buy into a McDonald's, shit investment. Like that. It's just an investment. System.
Yeah, it's kind of like buying property. Like, I want to build a fucking neighborhood. That's my
thing. I have a homie. I told you that. My homie's building a neighborhood right now. It's fucking awesome. So, yes, Chris from Patreon, your question directly. Everything. Like we said the other day, I was trying to do math. I go, I don't know. And I went, wait. That's like 48 pounds. Remember that? Yeah. I broke it down in my head and went, damn, dude, I only get it if
it's talking about ad reads and shit.
Yeah, we're talking about ad reads. But if we do this, like, that's 1 pound. Like, oh, man, my brain sucks. And, there we are. Thank you, Chris, from Patreon. Yes, your question, 100%. It goes directly into it. That's how I think about everything. Trying to flip things, make more here, flip that. But the only reason why is like all my money goes back into businesses. And I'm starting another business with my homie this month. And another business with my other friend comes out next month. It's never ending, but it's going to be like, you have 8 giant companies in 10 years. Yeah. I know. I was broke for 20 years doing it. But it's worth it because I just want to be old and raise dogs when I'm like old ass man and drink Welch's grape juice.
The point is to comfortably do what you want.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get there. We're trying to get there. So watch these motherfucking ads. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Manscaped. Appreciate it. I was about to pull it up. Thanks, Manscaped. But no, for real, the way I think about it, guys, is late night TV, Jimmy Kimmel, all that stuff. He doesn't do ad reads. Why? Because there's fucking commercials. He doesn't have to do the ad read. There are no commercials on this network because they're not a network. So that's our commercial. See what I'm saying? And we put out so much shit for free. We do so much that these ad reads are allowing us to do more. We were trying to hire more people so we can go to 2 episodes a week. I think 2 episodes a week is the goal. I would fucking love it. It makes me have more to do. It's like, I feel like after day 3, I'm like, all right.
Ready for another
one? You ready for another one? That's how I always feel like. When's the next spot? Monday? Fuck. And I know all you guys agree because I get all the comments. So, guys, that was the most precise, I think, solo episode I've done. I try to keep it and not rant city everything. And, guys, we're making merch and Rant City is coming soon. All right. We got some merch coming. It's fucking baller, but we want to introduce Rant City a little more. We're going to come out with a little segment. It's going to be pretty cool. And, Marty, what else you got to say, man?
We kind of teased the idea of a live stream podcast on Instagram.
Oh,
at least I did.
Yeah.
Going to be in Hawaii, apparently.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, so problem. But the fans like the idea.
On your vacation for your anniversary, go in the other room, go on Zoom for 4 hours, and chill with us. I'm kidding, bro. I'm kidding. Wait, who would man the camera? We can't do it without you anyway. Unless Nick's like, no, I got it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Nick is a fucking...
That's true. It's just me and Nick FaceTiming Marty in Hawaii. It looks nice there, Marty. April in the back's pissed. Beats your ass in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. We got to get April to fucking defend herself.
Yeah.
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 You know, another thing, dude, we have to play basketball because you're a fucking college. You went to that's what you do, play basketball. I want to see.
That's what I used to do, though.
I know, but it never goes away. Even though you're not as good, you still know how to do shit.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you know how this post-up pat. Did I ever tell you, real quick before I leave, did I ever tell you what happened when I tried to prepare for basketball? Did I ever tell you I'm good at basketball, Marty?
Listen, I edited a fucking video of you on 5,000 milligrams out there doing hot sauce shit.
You're right. And you referenced hot sauce, man.
Hey,
one.
Yo.
And that's I what I referenced.
Listen, leave in the comments if you appreciate that shit.
Yo, hot sauce was my favorite one, bro. Yeah. He was my, that was it. Yeah. When he started doing the shirt shit, dude, and the twist.
I was hot sauce.
Same.
Yeah.
All I did was practice. I had the long hair and my fucking Air American Eagle shirts, selling sacks to the gangsters and shaking the, you know how many times I got in fights almost? Because I would shake the fuck out of these hood ass dudes.
They're all in Tim's and shit.
No, like they're big basketball. I used to live in the Grove, and there's a ghetto ass apartment, and there was like these hood ass dudes that always play basketball, and there's a little fat me with long hair looking like Rosie O'Donnell and shit, and I'm over here smoking joints and blunts with my homies, and then just, oh, let me play. I shook a fool to his fucking ass once, and he got up and swung on me. He got up and swung on me, and his homies held him back, and I was like, yo, What the fuck you want me to do, man? Go less hard. It's just I was a fat little Mexican kid, and all these tall black dudes were like, "You ain't shit." I'm like, "No, I'll probably miss, but I'm gonna shake the fuck out of you first." Now it's more like, "I'm gonna give up, bro. I'm not good anymore. I can't shake nobody no more." But I used to be shockingly good. And my homie Joe from All the Story Times, he was bomb ass basketball player, and he always shook the fuck out of me, and it pissed me off. He's good as fuck at basketball. Anyway, I brought that up. I did all that shit, right? And one shit, I was juking the fuck out of Andre Guzman, fucking elbowed me in the mouth one time, one-on-one, because I shook him so fucking hard, and he pulled the bullshit and then scored and goes, "I won." So, all right, fuck you. I'm gushing. And I was like, "It's because I shook you, huh?" I remember that. I was like, "It's because I shook you, huh?"
See, people thought I was cute because I was a fucking white boy doing this shit. They got violent with you.
I was in the fucking ghetto, man.
Still, I mean.
But thing is, when people get real embarrassed, like when people get mad embarrassed, they want to fight.
Yeah.
Always. Every time I was like chilling with like the super hood Mexican fools, someone's trying to fight you. Mm-hmm. I've gotten so almost. Nobody wants to get shaken by the fat kid. And when everybody goes, and then it's real bad. Like, I'm sorry. But yeah, dude, not anymore. But I went to basketball tryouts, and my thing in my head was like, don't be a ball hog. Do not be a ball. I tried for seventh grade basketball in Tenaya. Don't be a ball hog. Don't fucking show off. That's all I kept thinking. Don't show off. Don't try to juke motherfuckers. And pass the ball. Stop being a ball hog. I didn't make the team. Next morning, talked to the coach. He goes, "You just don't take the initiative with the ball enough. I need a leader," is what he said, "for your position. You don't take shots. You almost took one shot yesterday." It's like, "I need someone that's more active in the offense." And I went, "No, no way did you tell me." I remember he told me that, and I was just like, "Ah!" My homie Anthony Avila made it, and he's just fat like me. And I was just like, I was like, I would have threw it off the backboard and fucking hit myself, motherfucker. I would have done everything. You know, you ever see Escalade? That's me. Oh, that's me. God. I swear, dude.
I would have never thought of Escalade again in my life.
Escalade was so hard. Fuck. Big motherfucker. Yeah. Just
wow, that's hilarious.
Oh.
I feel like our demo might not know what the fuck we're talking about.
I don't know. Go look up N1 mixtapes, all right?
Volumes 1-4.
Ooh, I had them on DVD. The red one.
Because they used to drop with the shorts and the sneakers.
I never got any of those. Poor as fuck. I just got the DVDs, the burn copies. I got all the burn copies.
Nah, that shit was a fucking event.
I got one, though, that was in the real real DVD case, though. It was the red one.
Yeah.
Or was it black?
That shit is legendary either way.
Fuck, man. Professor. Shout out to Professor. Yeah, that motherfucker's on YouTube.
There. Yeah, he's on Instagram.
Do you see him go to the prison and shake the fuck out of everybody? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yo, go on, man. Go to Venice Beach. He's supposed to got it hard enough. You know, we're shaking the fuck out of him. Come on.
Fuck, dude. But yeah, Professor, man, I loved all that shit. Anyway, that's my story. I did not make the basketball team because I did the opposite of what I usually do and hog the ball. And it was great. I'm so happy I didn't make it. I'm lying. I was pissed. All right. I was fucking heated. I was so mad. I think that's it. Oh, yeah. I brought it up because we got to play basketball because I've never, I know you know how to play basketball. I have one other friend, Ace. Shout out to fucking Ace. Remember when he came to play basketball with me? I didn't know my friend. He was a college basketball player. I didn't know people were that good in person. Mm. Like now that I see that, I go, oh, NBA players are magnificent then. Because you haven't played in 5 years and this is what you're doing. Yeah. He hit like 35 threes in a row.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm not like that.
He's just hitting with the wrist shot over and fucking over, dude. Nah, I'm good, bro. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. I'm fat now. This is some bullshit. Yeah, so I think that's everything to add, man.
That'd be sick. We got the 360 cam now, so we could fucking...
Yes, we have 360 cam, so you can be like fucking hanging out like 70 show with us soon. Shout out to Matt Alonso for showing us that shit. Yes. That's when we found out about it. Guys, yeah, I think that's it, man. This is the most precise. And honestly, I'm going to say it. I feel unenergetic today. I don't know. My bad. If it didn't feel like... I feel like I was off today. I'm sorry, but I just wanted to say that in case somebody was out there like, don't worry. It never happened again. All right. I feel like, I don't know.
I don't feel like you're off. I feel like you're going on 3 hours of sleep. But it was
maybe that's what it is. And I keep thinking about Total Recall and Quaid and the fucking, the baby in his stomach. Sharon Stone, you bitch. You fucking bitch. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Come on the podcast, man. I'm just going to sit there and go, I love you. Flex again.
There's so many guests that you're like, I don't think there's going to be anything beyond me just telling them how much I love them. Like,
like Arnold, put your arm out and I'm going to hang on it. I can't do pull-ups, but let me hang on it. Let me hang on your
episode
arm.
Episode 100, yeah.
Like, yo, in, yeah, I know. Kindergarten, yeah. I know. By 100, I'm going to do pull-ups.
Off Arnold's arm. That's the new goal.
I want him to hold me like he, by the back of my overalls, like he does that kid in Kindergarten Cop.
Boys have a penis.
Who are these lunches? Yes. Yeah. But remember when he picks up the fat kid? Whose lunches are these? Uh-huh. And he's holding them up and he yeah. spits it out. I fucking love Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we're going to end on that note. Arnold, if you're out there, I know you have kids. Hey, Arnold's kids, I will get you high for the rest of your life. Just bring your motherfucking dad on my show. And then I'm going to go, who is your daddy and what does he do? And I'm gonna run out the fucking building. It's a ferret. Oh, bro. Everything I'm saying now is just Total Recall and Kindergarten Cop. Uh-huh. I'm out of here. Can't say nothing about Commando. This is my weak arm. God, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger so fucking much. I have a statue of you in my house. It's a toy, but it's a statue. All right, guys, I'm sorry for everyone driving. I'm over here ranting and shit. I'm fucking high. I'm going on mid hours of sleep. So let's get this done. Marty, anything else you want to add?
Thank you, guys. We're feeling great. We're about to take this shit to the next level. And it just feels amazing that we're up and running and everybody's enjoying themselves.
Level up. Oh, my God. That sounded like a real hello. Oh, wow. I'm going to start doing more of this. Doing
video game voiceovers or some shit.
You're dead. Yep. I'm going to start doing that.
GTA.
I know everybody, I'll say one more thing. I'm such a rant motherfucker. Was it, I think it's called Apex or Legends or whatever game has the guy Roadhog in it. There's a game and he's like a dwarf or an elf, but his name's Roadhog. I think it's the game called Legends. Yeah, put like video game Legends Roadhog. Overwatch. That's what it is. There's a guy named Roadhog. If you want to check it on YouTube, there's a thing. It's called He Said My Name. It's my little brother. He has a YouTube channel. And this guy I was hooking up with weed and shit. He knows the dudes that do Optimus Prime at Universal. All right. So I had them say my little brother's name and like bring him out in front of the crowd when they're doing their whole speech. And he's like, only one person could save the planet with me. And he's all Rocco. And he calls him out. And I filmed the whole thing. And my little brother posted it on YouTube and he got monetized off it. He got so many views.
Wow.
My little brother got like a $20 check the other day.
Nice.
He was all hyped. And it's on YouTube still. And it's fucking awesome. Anyway, the guy came out. The guy that does the voice for this Roadhog. And the second he talked, I go, how many bowls do you smoke a day? This, I swear, it was just, he looked like Seth Rogen in fucking 40-Year-Old Virgin, to quote it again. Oh, and he's just like, I smoked weed. And like, that's how he looked. I'm like, yo, what? You look like you smell like bowls. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like the bottom of your thumb has hella black ash on it. And yeah, he's that guy. So for all you video game fans out there, Roadhog's cool. All right. And I'm going to leave it on that random ass fucking topic. Why did I bring it up? No idea. Oh,
video game voiceovers.
I'm out of here, man. This is terrible. I keep talking. All right. Let's do another ad read. Let's do another ad read after we're done with this podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. We got to start doing it before. You're right. I'm fucking high. Thank you guys so much for watching. This is episode 15, correct? I believe so.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Episode 15, guys. Exactly 3 months today. Thank you so much. Fucking appreciate you guys. Yeah, I think that's it. This has been the Dope As Usual podcast. Once again, we're here to talk about life, problems, drugs, accomplishments, and everything in between. And today was a lot of everything in between. Thank you guys for hanging out. We appreciate it. Have a dope ass day. Yo, that weed, I should have bought a lot more of it. It was fucking fire. I hate that Bob Barker. I'm just thinking about Happy Gilmore. Oh, no? Now you've had enough, bitch.